96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Gwen Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. And Roof Max. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. So look around right now, people. I know that there's something that you want to take on, some project, painting, maybe it's landscaping, maybe it's a kitchen job that you're planning for the weeks and the months ahead. Maybe it's a job to redo a bedroom or a bathroom or organize your garage. There's a popular project, but whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right on over to our to-do list by reaching out with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, while most folks focus on how their landscape looks this time of year, they may not be focused on their lightscape. With the right combination of low-voltage lighting, there's a whole new view awaiting you. We're going to walk you through the options. And if wallpaper stands between you and your dream home, we hear you. But removing wallpaper is one of those jobs that has to get done sometimes, but can be an awful lot of work. We know from our experience doing this very job that there's just four key steps that can make the project a lot easier to do, and we'll tell you how. And if you're thinking about shopping for new windows, that can be somewhat overwhelming, especially because understanding all those different energy ratings and certifications can be really confusing. We'll help sort that out with tips for decoding the window shopping once and for all. But first, what we want to know is what you want to know. So reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Lauren, Mississippi, is dealing with a very humid home and has a lot of moisture in the walls. What's going on? Tell us about it.
I was calling to find out what do you have to do to keep, like, moisture build up on the walls and the inside of the house that could turn maybe to mold, mildew. What do you have to do to keep that away?
So I think it's a combination of things, Laura. I mean, first of all, if you have air conditioning, you want to make sure you're running it consistently because air conditioning happens to be a pretty good dehumidifier. Secondly, if you have ventilation fans, these would be in your bathrooms and also in your kitchen, make sure, absolutely sure they're venting outside and not recirculating moisture back into the house in the case of a recirculating, say, fan, exhaust fan above your stove, or in the bathrooms, just dumping it like into the attic. Make sure it's moving that moisture outside. Now, if it's still excessively humid, there's a couple of things you can do outside your house. The more water that collects at the foundation of your house, the more moisture is going to end up on the inside of your house because it evaporates into that space. So make sure you're checking your gutters and your downspouts and getting that water away, making sure the soil slopes away. And then finally, if you're still having a lot of humidity issues, you can install a piece of equipment that is called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, it's not like the dehumidifiers that usually are, you know, maybe 2 foot by 3 foot. They sit in the corner and they have like a little bucket. You have to like empty every now and again. It's not like that. A whole home dehumidifier fits into your HVAC system. It's installed professionally, but these things can take out like 90 to 100 pints of water a day. So hopefully some of those suggestions will help you dry up this house.
All right, we're going to talk flooring with David in Kansas. What's going on?
Oh, hey, it's good to talk to you two. I've got some linoleum down on here about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's cracking and breaking up and everything. And what would you recommend for a good kitchen floor?
Well, you got more choices than ever today. I mean, Leslie, I'm thinking about all of the different vinyl plank products. You know, you have the luxury vinyl planks, which look like wood or look like a tile pattern. They float, they're floating floors. You don't glue them down. They basically interconnect. They lock together. And then there's that new hybrid product out from LL Flooring called Duravana.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this stuff. It's really tough stuff. And again, it's a floating floor. But, when they sent me some of it, I tested it by banging on it with a hammer and trying to cut it with a knife, and I couldn't get through the surface. You know, it was really, really durable.
And again, you can get so many different looks out of that same durable flooring. So if you want something that looks more like a tile, if you want something that looks more like a wood, there's a lot of choices, and it's definitely the right material for that location.
Hey, well, I appreciate your help.
Now we're going to talk about plaster wall finishes with Diane from Tennessee. What's going on?
Hi, I want to do a Venetian plaster effect in my movie room.
Okay.
And I bought the product from Lowe's, with Valspar, so I'm not sure if it's a true Venetian plaster, but it's supposed to be probably an easier way to do it. And I wasn't sure if I should do it on a focal wall only or do the whole room or if that would be too much.
Leslie, what is Venetian plaster in its original form?
I believe that it's plaster with the color tinted into it, and when you put it on, it's sort of burnished in a way. So you get areas with a shine, and then you get areas that are, I don't want to say porous, but they kind of look like you've skipped a spot, you know, but I guess porous is the right answer. So you've got areas that look almost like coral, where it's like kind of rough and pocky, and then you've got some that are super polished. So it's a technique in the product and how you put it up.
So does it provide a texture, or is it pretty much flat?
It's kind of a combination of both, because in the areas where you've got the smooth, shiny, burnished parts, that's super flat. And then right next to it, where you have these sort of, like, openish spots, while it's flat, it still has, like, almost divots in it. So it's kind of a mix of two textures in the process of install.
And you know why I'm asking that? Because I can't tell you, Diane, how many calls we get on the show about textured surfaces that people are tired of and they want to get rid of. And it's hard, you know?
I mean, it's beautiful, and it's a finish that if you like and you're going to be in that house and it's a process that you're willing to either learn how to do or pay the expense of having it installed for you and you're going to enjoy it, I say go for it. I mean, I've seen it more popular several years ago. I don't really know of its popularity currently, but it is a very specific look, and the color can be sort of rich and muted at the same time, if that makes sense, because of the burnishing. It really is a lovely finish.
I'm thinking I just want to do maybe two focal walls instead of the whole room, but that's what I wanted your advice if you had anything to add to that.
Is this something you're doing yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to find that it's definitely a trial and error. Maybe do some work on a sample piece of drywall that you've sort of prepped first to sort of get that technique down so that you feel comfortable before you apply it to your walls. And then I would definitely keep it as a focal wall or an area above wainscoting or something like that, depending on the room. But definitely try a sample part first and make sure you're comfortable with the process and you're happy with the results.
Okay, thank you so much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finished. Download the Angie app today. And just ahead, safety, security, and style. A good outside lighting design can deliver all three. We'll share the steps to do just that in today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie after this.
Live in a body pit.
Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral-wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture-resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture-resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber, Fire, and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber, Fire, and SoundGuard Plus in any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Do you have cracks or holes in your concrete sidewalk, driveway, or steps? Patch them up with Rock Patch. New from Deich Coatings, non-messy Rock Patch is made of pre-mixed polymer and stone formula. Just open the can, stir, and get started. Fill, level, and resurface your broken concrete areas quickly. Rock Patch dries rock hard and resists impact, moisture, hot tires, and salt. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, got home improvement questions and don't know where to turn for answers? Well, turn to us because we can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got Hugo on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit, and how can we help?
I've got to put a new furnace in. I've had a Lennox for 30 years, and it's done good, but, you know, 30 years is pretty good for a furnace. And they want to put in a train. Is that any good, or... Is there a better one or what?
No, it's a very good product. Train, as in T-R-A-N-E. They are a very good HVAC manufacturer. Lots of good products. What you're going to find is that HVAC contractors get used to one or two brands. They like to work with them a lot. They've had good experience with them, which means they haven't gotten a lot of callbacks on them. So if you're comfortable with your contractor and they are recommending Train, I see no reason not to go with that.
They've been doing my furnace work for 15 years. And they've always been honest and upfront.
Well, I think you should stick with them then.
Okay.
That sounds like a good company.
Kelly, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
Well, Kelly, that's quite a tall order. It sounds like you got a lot going on there. So I think, Leslie, we could divide these up into insects and then into rodents, right? Because you kind of approach them differently. And on the rodent side,
That's probably the easier one to tackle because you need to seal up all the gaps from the outside. Rodents only need the space about the size of a pinky to get in there. So you want to seal up those gaps. You want to make sure that your any food as well is off the floor. You want to make sure your containers, like dog food on the floor, for example, in a big old bag. Boy, rodents love that sort of thing. So you got to be really careful with that. We've got a great article that walks you through that and a whole bunch of other tips on MoneyPit.com. But I think this is a good case in terms of the insects, Leslie, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of infestation?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat specific insects, specific rodents, like it's more of a general treatment. And when you work with, you know, a pesticide professional or somebody who does this for a living, they're going to really know how to target everything.
Absolutely. So good luck with that project.
All right, now we've got Lee, who reached out to us through moneypit.com/ask.
I have cement board siding on the exterior of my home. I have a German Shepherd puppy that gnawed the corners off of four pieces of the siding in the middle of a wall. The corner, what I mean by corners, it's about a triangular corner about an inch deep on each board. Obviously, I can't remove the board off the home, so how do I repair that to get it looking somewhat normal?
So, Lee, I think repairing the damage really is going to depend on how much of it is actually physically gone. If it's a small area, which I think is what you're describing, there's a product called Wood Epox. That's Wood, E-P-O-X. It's a two-part product, and basically you take a scoop out of each one. It comes in like 2-pint-sized containers. You take a little scoop out of each side, and you kind of mush it together. It's like a putty, and you keep smashing it. You keep mixing it, and that actually activates it, and then you use this putty to reform those corners. Now, depending, usually it's difficult where you have surfaces that are adjacent like that where you're going to have some differential movement, but it might be worth a shot. But you can reform those corners. Now, the thing that's cool about Wood Epox is once it dries, you can sand it. You can chisel it, you can saw it. It basically works just like wood, and then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. Now, the other part of this, though, is that you say that you obviously can't remove the siding. Well, you actually can remove the siding. It's not an easy project, but it can be done. It's done all the time. And typically the way that happens is the first piece comes off, and that usually comes off, and it is damaged, and it can't be replaced. I mean, it depends if it's clapboard, for example. I'll give you a trick of the trade for clapboard siding. If you have nails that go through the clapboard, what I do in a case like that is I take a very long, thin nail set, and I drive the nail all the way through the first board and the second board underneath that. And then what that does, it tends to release that board that's, like, tucked up under there, and you could take it out. And then what you could do is you could cut in a new piece. And what I would do is I would stagger the joints. So if the first piece, maybe you're going to only put, like, a 2-foot piece on the end of the building. The second layer down, you might put that joint at 4 feet from the end of the building and so on, so that they're not, like, on top of each other. So you may need some professional help with that if this isn't making sense to you, but I can tell you that it does happen all the time and it can be repaired that way. But if you want to give the Wood Epox a shot first, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, you're not going to make it any worse, and maybe it'll work for you.
All right, now maybe this is going to last long enough so that puppy gets out of that chewing phase and then it stays looking good because it's going to last.
That could be worse. I mean, it could be chewing your shoes.
You know, it could be your shoes. You're right.
Well, guys, while most homeowners focus on how their landscape looks, they may not be focused on their lightscape. You know, a good outdoor lighting design can not only add safety and security, but also some style if it's done well. So we're going to share what you need to know in today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie. So first, let's talk budget. You know, there's a big range here. Exterior lighting costs can run from a little to a lot. So adding lighting to a home where you plan to be there for only a few years is going to merit a somewhat different level of exterior lighting investment than a longer-term house. But even for those bigger lighting plans, this is one improvement where you can easily spread it out over a number of years. So you don't have to do all the lighting at once. You could set yourself up to do the basics and then add lighting as time goes on. And speaking of as time goes on, let's talk durability. Whether you're working with a pro or shopping for do-it-yourself lighting systems, you need to go for quality fixtures and components. Now, low voltage is definitely the way to go, but you need to work with good materials like copper and brass. And I do warn you, there are a lot of cheap landscape lights out there,
and many rarely last more than a season or two. So you're better off buying quality fixtures and breaking your project up into smaller chunks to spread the expense out. Now, the reason we're doing all this? Well, to create mood and focus. A range of outdoor lighting fixtures make it possible to illuminate your home's exterior as well as any lighting designer could imagine. But focus is the key. So, for example, for front and backyards, carefully choose focal points to receive the brightest and the most dramatic spotlight, and then build the rest of the outdoor lighting scheme around those focal points. Now, overall, you do want to shoot for a natural look that replicates, say, think of it as moonlight, right? Streaming down from above, streaming down softly over your yard, as opposed to sort of heavy doses of uplighting. And one final point, remember to think about this as a system where you have multiple components all combining to create that beautiful lightscape. You know, sometimes we think of lighting one fixture at a time, but in this case, you want to plan it out so it all works together to highlight your home. And that's today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest. Start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
We've got Amy from South Dakota on the line with a window question. What's going on?
We have crank-out windows. There's like three windows in a set, and the outside two crank out. And I've noticed some discoloration, mostly along the bottom, a little bit up the sides of the window. And I'm thinking it's maybe some water damage from maybe the windows were out and it rained. But I'm also seeing it on the middle window.
Okay.
So that has me
questioning your water damage analysis. So, Amy, is the stain like sort of like a grayish color on the wood?
Yes.
So I think what you're seeing is normal oxidation. And the reason that happens is because the sun and the rain, of course, has some contributing factors here, but mostly the sun hits those lower edges, and it tends to kind of break down the finish, and then it starts to fade the wood or turn the wood color.
Okay.
The same thing happens if you were to leave raw lumber outside for a long time. It starts out nice and bright and sort of yellowish, and then it gets darker and grayer as time goes on as it's exposed to water and to the sun. So I think it's just saying that these areas that you're seeing may need to be refinished. It's not a major problem. It's really a cosmetic one, and it could become structural at some point, but you might want to explore the idea of sanding those areas. And what you'll find is that when you sand them, you tend to take away that gray, and you get down to some of the raw wood that's just underneath the surface. So if you sand them and then refinish those with an exterior-grade urethane, and that's important, I would use an oil-based exterior grade because it has more UV protection in it, then you're going to find that it will last a lot longer. And in terms of those metal windows, I'm a little confused about that. It could be that sometimes when the water dries out, it leaves behind mineral salts, and that can look kind of discolored. One thing you could try, a little test for that, is to wipe it down with white vinegar, because vinegar will melt those salts and see if that goes away. And if not, I think my fallback would be it's probably just discoloration of the paint, and again, repainting them, this time with a primer first and then a top coat of paint, will restore the finish.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, removing wallpaper is one of those jobs that just has to get done sometimes and can be a lot of work. But following just four key steps can make this project much easier to do. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place because we are here to help you get those projects done. Reach out to us with your questions at MoneyPit.com/ask.
Edward in Louisiana is on the line and needs some tips about painting a bathroom. How can we help?
I'm doing my bathroom, and I got a newborn in the house, you know, and I'm worried about, I have some mold there, and I need to prime over it, and I've had two options, shellac and Kilt's primer. It has to both be oil-based from what I've told. I was wondering if there's some kind of alternative that I could use, you know, maybe a latex or something that would do the same effect, because I'm kind of concerned about my son breathing that in.
Sure. Well, first of all, since you mentioned that you had some mold or mildew in there, I want you to clean that first before you paint over it. You can mix up a bleach solution with, say, maybe about 20% or so bleach with water. Spray it on those areas. Make sure you ventilate in the room real well when you do this. You have a window to the outside in this bathroom?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Do it on a day where you can have some fresh air in the house. Let it sit for 10, 15 minutes, and then use another damp cloth and just kind of wipe it down. This will make sure we kill any mold that's there. I will tell you that even the solvent-based and the water-based products are a lot safer today than they've ever been in the past. The solvent-based, or what you're calling oil-based, most products, they have a far lower VOC count in them than they ever used to. So I don't necessarily think it's unsafe to use that. And I think the odor only is going to stick around for a few hours. So that if you could maybe get the family out of the house while you do this painting, and bathroom's a fairly small room, I do think that those solvent-based finishes are going to do a much better job on the priming. You don't necessarily have to use it on the finish coat, but you could use it just on the base coat and the prime coat. And if you use a paint plus primer product that's rated for bathrooms, you can actually skip the priming step.
Yeah, I think that would be the best solution. It's always a great help.
You're very welcome, Edward. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You got it. Thank you.
Well, guys, if wallpaper is standing between you and your dream room, a few key steps can make this project go very smoothly. Now, first up, one of the reasons wallpaper removal is a challenge is that it sticks so darn well to the drywall surface, which is covered by paper. And it's porous, right? So trying to separate the wallpaper from the wall requires a lot of work, patience, and persistence. So here are the key steps to get the project done. First off, you need to score the paper. By scoring, I mean lightly cutting. You can do this with a utility knife, or there's some such thing as a wallpaper scorer tool that will create small holes in the paper. Now, why are you doing that? Because that allows the steam, which we'll talk about in a minute, to penetrate through and loosen up that adhesive. Now, keep in mind, the closer and more abundant those scored holes or lines, the smaller the pieces of pulled paper are going to be when you remove them. And so if you don't get stuck with removing, you know, 1,000 little tiny pieces, try to get away with as little scoring as possible. But, you know, you can do too much, but you also can do too little. So it's kind of a balancing act, right? Now, about that steamer, renting a steamer, definitely, definitely, definitely worth the cost and hassle. And it's also the quickest way to separate the wall from the wallpaper. Now, once you have the steamer, you want to work from the top down and get into a rhythm where you steam and then remove one section of wallpaper at a time. Now, if you've got some tough spots, which you're always going to have, I'm going to give you a recipe for a homemade solution that will help loosen those up. You want to mix hot water and fabric softener 1-to-1. Then pour the solution in a spray bottle and apply it to those tough-to-remove spaces. Work quickly. The solution loses its effectiveness after about 15 minutes, so get it started and get those tough spots done all at once, then mix up some more and continue. Now, once the wall is totally free of that wallpaper, or as much as you can possibly get, then you're ready to prep it for painting. So make sure you use a mixture of distilled white vinegar and water to remove any remaining glue. Then wait for the surface to be completely dry before you apply a primer or a paint to the new wallpaper. Now, if all this seems like too much work, you might be thinking, should I just paint over the wallpaper? No, really bad idea. You're still going to end up wanting to get rid of that, and it'll be twice as hard when the wallpaper has been painted over. So follow that path. Remember, those four key steps: scoring the paper, getting a steamer, prepping the wall, and for those tough spots, making sure you mix up some homemade remover solution with the fabric softener and the hot water, and you will be good to go.
Now we've got Tina in Tennessee on the line who has a roofing issue at her money pit. What's going on?
Yes, we need to replace the shingles. Some of them come off, and it's an older home, two-story, and it's got plywood under there, and then the shingles. So I didn't know. I kind of wanted to put a metal roof back on, and I was wanting to know, do you have to take the shingles off all the way down to the plywood, or would it be better, you know, sometimes they do that and strip that with planks or plywood or whatever, but, or would it be better to remove all that, or could I leave it on, or how's the best way?
So, I mean, I think a contractor will tell you you can leave the shingles on, but I think it's a bad idea. There's no purpose for them to be there. What they tend to act as sort of like a heat sink. You'll get a lot hotter roof as a result of that. And then that heat radiates down through the house, increases your air conditioning costs. If you leave a layer of shingles on and put asphalt on top of that, then the upper layer of roof shingles don't last nearly as long as the original, because now, again, they're just being heated an excessive amount of time. So I would recommend that you go right down to the plywood. Metal roofs are always a great choice. They are a lifetime roof. They're very expensive. But once you do it, and if you do it right, you pretty much never have to replace that roof. Or if you want to try to, you know, just go with a roof that's going to last you, say, 20, 25 years, I would take those old shingles off, and I would put a good quality asphalt shingle back on there and then just enjoy the next quarter century with that roof.
If I put the metal roof on, I still need to probably take the shingles off.
I recommend that. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, picking out new energy-efficient windows can feel very confusing, but understanding all those window ratings and certifications can help. We will help you decode what all that means when the money pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, spring is a great time to be shopping for replacement windows, but sorting through all the ratings and certifications designed to help you know whether a window is truly efficient can be a very confusing situation. So that's why it's important to know what all these ratings mean. And there are really just three things to look for. The first thing you want to see on the window is the gold label certification from the AAMA. That stands for the American Architectural Manufacturers Association. Now, that means a window's been tested by a third-party pro, and it meets standards for air leakage, water leakage, and structural strength, all important factors when deciding which windows to buy. Next, look for the label from the NFRC. That's the National Fenestration Rating Council. Now, these independent energy efficiency ratings are going to tell you a lot about the quality of the glass in the windows. Like, for example, how well insulated it is and how much heat it lets in during the summer or keeps in during the winter. And lastly, look for the Energy Star label. This means a window meets standards set up by the U.S. Department of Energy, and that can make you eligible for tax rebates once they're installed. So those are the three things to check for if you're going for replacement windows. If you see those, you know you're dealing with a quality product.
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda, who wants to build a patio. Tell us about your project.
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best? I have a form, and he used that. And he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, so he basically made his own paver stones, it sounds like, by pouring them inside this form.
Right, but okay. I was afraid if I poured cement into the form,
how do you get it out?
How do I get it out?
Okay, let me back up for a second. So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it, is that correct?
Yes, I would like it to.
Okay.
Where I could still have the sides all open,
mm-hmm.
but be able, because I have a collectible car that okay. I wanted to put in.
Okay, now what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. All right, well, let's see what we can do to help you out. So first of all, aside from, you know, these forms and this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do this base. Now, if you do concrete, that's the most permanent and durable surface. I would recommend, since you're planning on parking the car there, of doing a slab there that is at least 6 inches thick, or maybe 4 to 6 inches thick. Nothing any thinner than that, and make it a reinforced slab. And it's not a DIY project if you've not poured concrete before. It's not a hard project, but you have to properly prepare the surface. And then what will happen is a mason will sort of dig out the top layer of dirt. They'll put stone in. They'll tamp it down, pack it really well. They'll form the outside perimeter and then pour the concrete and finish it. That's going to be a solid, permanent surface. If you were to do something that was like paver bricks, or even if you did these sections, and by the way, there's forms available to do just that now, if your grandfather's old form doesn't work. But the problem with that is you've got to, again, prepare the base in the same way. It's got to be solidly tamped. It's more work than the concrete to do. And the problem is that you might get some weeds and stuff that grow through it over time. And if you don't do a good job preparing it, it's going to get all uneven and look wobbly and look terrible in just a few short years. So getting that slab right or getting that base right is really the most important part of this. Now, once you do that, then, you know, in terms of the carport roof, you could attach the roof to the side of the house. You're going to need columns. They'll have to be properly secured to the base of the concrete. You're going to need sway bracing so it doesn't sway back and forth from side to side. You know, this is a fair amount of work. It sounds simple, but this is a big project. And if you don't get it right, I'll tell you, I have a neighbor here near where we live, and her husband, who was a great guy, built a real solid carport
next to their garage, and it came down in the last storm. You know, you got to get it right. It was open on the sides, and it was just time for it to go, according to Mother Nature. So I encourage you to get a really good solid base. Concrete is best. And you can finish the concrete, by the way. You don't have to look at just concrete. You know, there's a company called Deich Coatings that have some beautiful finishes, including terrazzo, that you can cover that concrete surface with. So it could look great as a patio, but you got to get it right. If it's not solid, you're not going to be happy.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
Yeah, I think you do.
I really appreciate it because I probably would have started and had a major disaster with us. So.
Well, you can download the Angie app and find a contractor using Angie. It works really well, and you can sort through contractors that are in your area, read reviews from other folks that have had projects done with them, and maybe use that as a start to identify the best contractor for this project that you're tackling in Rhode Island, okay?
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. You know, when it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time, and Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job done well. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, selling your home involves a lot of inspections, but who pays for those and what happens if something needs to be repaired? We're going to share all the scoop on having your home inspected before you sell after this.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State.
from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Make sure that the gases are going up quickly into the chimney. And those are two tools that we stick in those holes to do that with. Now, if you have other little gaps around the vent pipe, yeah, they should be sealed, but those are always depressurized in the sense that air from the basement is going into that vent. It's not coming out of it. It's not like a plumbing pipe that's like pressurized with water and it's just coming out at the joints. A seam like that is very often just going to have more air kind of flowing into it. So yeah, you should fix the gaps around the seams, but the hole in there is a testing port essentially, and it's perfectly normal. So it sounds like you did everything right. Good luck with the project.
All right, now we've got Sharon, who's selling her house and wants to know if it's the owner's responsibility to clean out the septic tank and have it inspected before the sale of the home. Also, what other kinds of inspections do I need?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and generally it's a seller's responsibility to repair any failure to the septic tank or the septic system. The buyer usually pays for the inspection, and here's why. Because you want the inspector to be working for the buyer, because otherwise there's a conflict of interest, right? Because you as the buyer don't know anything about the inspector that was selected by the seller, and if he turns out or she turns out to be a lousy inspector, you know, you're going to bear the brunt of that. So you do want to hire as a buyer your own inspector, but certain things kind of hands down the sellers almost always fix, and one of them is a failed septic field or a problem with the septic tank. That's almost always something that they're going to do. Another one might be if there's a termite infestation, that sort of thing. And depending on how your contract is written, if there are certain defects that would prevent the house from becoming, from getting a certificate of occupancy, like very often if you don't have ground fault outlets in the bathrooms and the kitchens, you know, those are the kinds of things that sellers are typically responsible for. It's all negotiable, of course, but you really, as the buyer, want to do the inspections and pay for them, and generally you want the seller to fix or credit you for anything that needs to be repaired.
All right, but Sharon, be prepared. Sometimes you got to kind of fight to get these things handled. I mean, you never know what you're going to get into going into these contracting phase with the inspections, so stick up for what's right and have everything helped out that you can.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions that came to mind as you listened to us but you couldn't get to a phone or to your computer or to your tablet to shoot us a question, remember, you can reach out 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by downloading the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRosa. Nine people are dead after a shooting in an outlet mall in Allen, Texas this afternoon. Allen's about 20 miles north of Dallas. Allen Fire Chief Jonathan Boyd describes the emergency response.
We immediately implemented our active attack integrated response and formed some rescue task force with the police so that we could quickly get to the victims here at the site. We transported nine victims to area trauma facilities.
Police say the lone shooter was dead after being, as they describe, neutralized by another police officer. England made it official today, crowning King Charles III and Queen Camilla during a spectacle that drew thousands to London and millions to their TV sets around the world. A star-crossed Kentucky Derby scratched its early favorite today. Two more horses died as well, making it seven in all at Churchill Downs, delivering further blows to a sport already reeling from a series of doping suspensions and breakdowns. Mage won the Run for the Roses by a length. New York City's mayor is sparking outrage with his plan to send illegal aliens upstate to help deal with the influx.
The mayor's office says about 60,000 asylum seekers have come to the city since last spring, and this latest plan calls for up to 300 single men to be bused on a volunteer basis to hotels in Rockland and Orange counties. The city will pay to feed them and for other necessities while they're there. Mayor Eric Adams has denounced Texas Governor Greg Abbott for sending asylum seekers to New York City without prior coordination. Rockland County Executive Ed Day calls the mayor's plan reckless and says they're looking at getting a restraining order. Julie Walker, New York.
California's Historic Reparations Task Force voting to approve recommendations for possible payments to black residents. The member committee have final report to lawmakers due July 1st.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Depending on who you talk to, gambling in college sports is either horrible or beneficial.
Alabama fired its baseball coach in what appears to be the first gambling-related scandal in college sports since a Supreme Court decision paved the way for that state to legalize wagering. However, the NCAA still prohibits athletes and athletic department employees from gambling, and college conferences, well, they've been monitoring for improprieties ever since the legal wagering became widespread. Many say it's an ominous sign for college sports. Others say it's an example of the benefits of regulation. Jason Walker reporting.
Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show began today at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York City. It will conclude with the crowning of the champion on Tuesday night. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Five workers hospitalized after a fire erupted at a petrochemical plant in the Houston area last night. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says a chemical process triggered the blaze at a Shell plant in Deer Park, which is a suburb east of Houston.
Most importantly, there is no off-site impact. There was no actual explosion. This was a fire. It was a heat exchange between two heavy gas oils.
Meanwhile, Gonzalez says five contractors working at the plant were taken to hospital.
It's precautionary. It's not anything directly related to the fire, that just mainly the heat and responding and again, just the heat and the equipment and everything.
City of Dallas this week was hit with a computer ransomware attack that brought down police, fire, and city hall websites and caused some jury trials to be canceled. Firefighters had to respond to emergency calls that were handled manually. More at townhall.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888.
Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home, and RoofMax. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And happy spring, everybody. It's a beautiful spring weekend where I am. I hope it is where you are. And if you are ready to take on some spring fix-up projects, you are in exactly the right place. Maybe you're sprucing up your deck. Maybe you're sprucing up your yard. Maybe you're sprucing up your kitchen. Maybe you're sprucing up some other aspect of your DIY life. But if you've got questions on how to get those projects done, big and small, reach out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if your kitchen cabinets are getting older or just need a pick-me-up, you don't necessarily have to tear them all out. We're going to share tips on how to get a brand new look for your cabinets without breaking the bank. And if your roof shingles are dried out and you're getting ready to replace it, well, hold up. We're going to tell you about a product that can re-energize roof shingles and add 5 more years of life. And it's the season to get outside and enjoy the barbecues, picnics, and parties. But that enjoyment can quickly end when mosquitoes are on the hunt for their next meal. And that could be you. So we're going to share some tips to prevent that from happening. But first, what is your home reno plan for the year ahead? You got a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Dorothy in Tennessee is on the line and has a question about an in-ground pool. What's going on?
I have a definite money pit.
All right. Welcome to the club.
I have a huge in-ground pool that it just wouldn't do any of us to not buy this house with this pool because we thought we'd just love it. And yes, right. The kids promised to help take care of it and all that stuff. They're grown right. And gone. I don't want to take care of it. Don't want to pay all that money. And I'm wondering if there is a solution to doing something interesting with this space that isn't such a money pit.
You know, you're not in an unusual scenario. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and when we did inspect homes that had pools, I'd say a pretty good portion of the time, the question from my client was the same question you just asked. I don't want the pool. I want nothing to do with it for, you know, a whole variety of reasons. What can I do with it? And in those cases, generally what folks do with it is they fill it in. You know, they tear up any concrete edges or it's anything on top that might be part of their patio or whatever. And they basically fill it in and tamp it and compact it, and it becomes yard space. So if you don't want to use it as a pool, that's pretty much your only option.
Well, exactly. Is there an inexpensive way of doing that? The little bit of research I've done, it's not inexpensive to fill it in.
Well, look, you need to find – it's not a hard – look, putting dirt in a hole is not a difficult thing to do. What you have to do is, first of all, obviously you have to disconnect all of the mechanical systems, right?
Right.
There's power out there. All that has to be disconnected, and any plumbing has to be disconnected. So you get rid of all of the stuff that's easy like that, and then – for the rest of it, if you have, like, a decking or a curbing around the outside edge of the pool, that will have to be broken up. Now, if that's the case, I can't imagine that would take more than an hour or two to break up with a jackhammer, because it's only going to be a few inches thick of concrete, so it's actually pretty easy to break up. And then you have to have excavators that will come in and probably with a small piece of equipment like a bobcat start to move a lot of dirt into that space, because it has to be tamped. You know, you can't just put it in there without tamping it. And in fact, you might also, you may need to break up the bottom of the pool, otherwise you won't have drainage, right? So you probably have to bust that up too. And then it's just going to have to be filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped, because if you don't, it'll become a sinkhole. It'll just, you know, be a depressed area in the yard. You want to really fill it up. You're going to use clean fill dirt for that. You're not going to use topsoil, obviously. So the dirt is pretty much the cost of the transportation. It's almost like you don't pay for the dirt. But that's probably the best thing to do with it, and then start thinking about what you do want to do with that space.
Well, I can imagine a really nice formal garden out there.
Well, there you go.
Or a fire pit, gazebo, all kinds of neat things. But getting to that point is not going to be cheap.
How long do you plan on staying in this house? I mean, this is basically, is this it forever?
Oh, or probably.
Yeah,
probably,
because, I mean, that is one thing to consider, and that is if the pool is functional and you take it out, whether or not it's going to deter from the value of your home.
From the retail value.
Yeah, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. It depends on, you know, who's buying it and what their needs and wants and desires are. Well, hopefully we've given you some ideas on what is possible, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Milton, Delaware needs some help with ventilation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I bought this house, it's an older house, and I got these two bathrooms, and they have no ventilation. So I'm trying to put some ventilation in or figure out how to put some ventilation in, and I was wondering, can I just put, like, a hole and a vent and blow it outside the sidewall? Can I blow it up into the attic? I guess, what can I do to get some ventilation, because, you know, you guys say water makes mold, and I don't want to have any mold in my bathroom.
Yeah. Okay, so you certainly could either install the bath exhaust fan on the wall so it blows directly outside. That's possible. You need, of course, to make sure you have the right termination on the outside so that you don't get, you know, a lot of drafts blowing in, especially an exterior wall. If you want to blow it up towards the attic, you cannot dump the moisture into the attic. So you certainly can go up in that direction. But once it gets to the attic, you have to hook up a duct that will take it to the exterior, which could be through the roof or it could be through the sidewall up there. But either way is fine. And then make sure that since you're going through all this work that you wire it with – the fan doesn't have this built in, which many do, especially the better ones – but wire it so that it is humidostatically controlled, so that when you step out of the shower and dry off and leave the bathroom, the fan stays on until the air is dry in that space. And that's what's going to cut back on the mold and the cleaning that would be required.
Okay, so I can ventilate it out through, like, the end gable whatever it's called, because, I mean, there is ventilation at the roof vent. That's not good enough. I have to run it up through
Yeah, you don't want to dump it, like, at that roof vent. What'll happen is you'll get a lot of condensation because you're taking warm, moist air, so you don't want to, you know, drop it underneath the roof vent. I've seen those ducts sort of being tacked the side of a rafter, like right under a roof vent, and then what happens is the roof sheathing rots out in that area, or even the rafter starts to grow mold. So, no, you want to take it right out through that gable, and you're going to put it through a dryer vent. There's a piece of flashing that has like a hood on the outside and has a flap, a damper that closes so no birds get in there, and then you're basically going to drive it out that way. Okay.
Okay. So I can't drive it out. So I was thinking about maybe going out through the fascia on the. On the side of the roof there, area there, can you run it out that way, or does it matter?
Oh, you mean the soffit. Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, the soffit.
No,
same reason. Though, first of all, the soffit vents are, those pores are not big enough to let the dryer exhaust get out there. It's just going to clog up. So you're better off just running it right through that gable wall on the end. If you can do that, that's what I'd recommend.
Okay, great. Thanks for your help today.
We are broadcasting today from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, kitchen makeovers can cost you big bucks, but they don't have to. We're going to share how to get that new kitchen look without spending new kitchen money when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, guys, you have home improvement questions and don't know where to turn? Well, you can turn to us. We can help you save some money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Kirsten in Michigan's on the line with a leaky situation. What's going on?
We have been in our house for 15 years, colonial, and came home the other day, and my husband said that there were water spots, about four of them, on our family room ceiling. And just above that is the master bathroom where lots of showers take place.
Okay. Do you have a shower or a bathtub?
We have both.
Is it a standalone shower stall?
Yes.
It is. All right. And what's the shower pan made out of? Is it tile or is it fiberglass? Is it
fiberglass?
It's fiberglass. Okay. And what you're going to have to do here is to try to do a little bit more detective work, try to figure out where this is coming from. I mean, obviously, it's coming from somewhere in the bathroom. And I can tell you the culprits. The first is the shower pan, which we hope is okay, but I'll tell you how to test it, because if it's not okay, you have to rip out a good part of the shower stall to fix it. What you're going to want to do is take a washcloth or, you know, like one of those rubber pads that you use to open up jars that have like lids that are too tight.
Yeah.
Those things work good too. You put it over the drain and then you fill that shower pan up with 3 or 4 inches of water. I mean, as much as it can take without overfilling, and you let it sit there for a while. And pretty much as soon as you fill it up, I want you to go downstairs right away and look at the ceiling and see if you have any leaks. Because I've done this test and had it leak immediately. Because basically what you're doing is you're filling the shower pan up and you're making sure there's no fine cracks in that pan.
Okay.
Especially important if you have tile, by the way, because the water goes through the tile and then...
We do have tile in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I mean, on the shower pan. You don't have tile in the shower pan. But sometimes you see lead-lined shower pans where this goes through quickly. So we do that, if that's okay. The next thing you want to do is look carefully at the tile walls and make sure that the joints are caulked in the corners and also where the tile meets the shower pan itself, because those are the other areas that water tends to leak through. And lastly, examine the tile very carefully for gaps in the grout, because what can happen is it may not leak when you're just draining water straight through the shower pan, but when you step into the shower and the water starts hitting your body and bouncing off, getting all over the walls, that's when it leaks, because that water is now being sort of forced in against those tiles, and it will get down behind it. It's going to be something in that sort of area that generally causes this, if it's right under a bathroom. And now, do you notice that it's consistent with rainfall at all, by the way?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, because if it was, I would tell you to look at the flashing where the plumbing vent comes through the roof, which is also going to be vertical at that spot. But I suspect it's probably something in that master bath. And I hope I gave you a few things to check for there that make some sense.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, guys, kitchens are one place in the house where most of us spend a ton of time. But if you ever feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated and kind of bringing down the whole space, there are lots of options for getting a new look without breaking the bank. Now, those would include replacing, refacing, or just refinishing the cabinets. So let's review the difference. Now, replacing, of course, is just that. You tear it all out, you start again. It's a good way to go when you want to reconfigure the layout or when the existing cabinets are really junky, kind of falling apart. Now, refacing is when you resurface the cabinets with new doors and drawer fronts and hardware. That can be less expensive and also make a big difference. But how do you determine if your kitchen's a good candidate for that approach? The key is you got to be happy with that existing configuration, because with refacing, you're not changing the layout, you're not adding cabinets, right? The cabinets need to be good quality, structurally speaking, so they can sort of stand up to the refacing. There's no sense in refacing a cabinet that's going to have a very weak structure to it, because you're kind of throwing good money after bad. Now, lastly, refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move, because repainting or restaining is a great DIY project that delivers good results. And with the trend in cabinet colors like gray and white, painting is a really inexpensive option that can totally update your kitchen very, very easily. And lastly, don't forget about that hardware. If you want to do one thing, not spend a lot of money, get all new hardware. It's like adding new jewelry to the kitchen. It really makes the whole room pop.
Jim in Tennessee is online and is dealing with some bees. What kind of bees? Are they all over? Are you getting stung? What's happening?
We have a log cabin, East Tennessee, And shortly after we built it, we started having a problem with boring bees.
Ah, carpenter bees.
So these are giant bumblebees that so far have not stung anybody.
They have big, black, shiny tushies, and they can drill a perfect hole in all
yep.
wood surfaces, five-eighth
yep.
inches around.
They've decided to make our cabin their home as well. And about this time of the year, we're inundated with thousands of bees. We've had exterminators come through, and nothing seems to eradicate them.
I don't know what material they're applying, but usually the right pesticide will prevent them from coming back. What they're basically doing is they're drilling holes in wood surfaces, and then they go in those holes and they lay eggs, and then they just kind of let them sit there and hatch. Now, with the right types of pesticide, usually there's a powdered pesticide that they actually put into the holes and around there. That will stop that. Now, is it happening in the logs themselves, or is it on like the fascia and the trim?
No, it's pretty much everywhere.
Wow. Yeah.
It's in the log, and it's in the fascia and trim as well.
Yeah, because the fascia and the trim, you know, I had some fascia and trim like that was getting ravaged in a garage, and I got tired of treating it every year, so I just replaced it with a composite material. And it was funny because the first year after that, the bees kept flying around it like thinking, hey, looks like wood, but doesn't taste like wood. So they eventually gave up and didn't come back. But it sounds to me like you're just not dealing with the right type of pest control professional, because I don't understand why, if they're applying some of the standard products that are out there, which you can't buy, by the way, because they're not over the counter, that these bees keep coming back.
Right. Well, we have a home contract for a pest control company, and we've had them since we built the house. And they've applied treatment several times, but it doesn't seem to really eradicate the bees.
I can't give you a specific pesticide, but I will tell you that insecticidal dust is typically what works best. It has to be applied to the holes, even inside of those holes. And then once it's inside of them, you do not want to seal up the holes. You want to let it sit and do its job. And then after the season, so to speak, then you should seal up the holes, because if you don't, they'll come back. But you want to make sure that all the bees have been killed, because if you don't make sure they're all killed, they'll just keep drilling to find new spaces because you sealed off the ones that they had. But if you apply the insecticidal dust, that will do it. And then after you have it all sealed up, then you might want to think about staining or refinishing those outside surfaces, because that will also discourage bee infestation. Also, you know, it's typically paints or stains with any kind of a varnish. They're not going to like the taste of that stuff.
Okay. All right. Great.
All right. Yeah. Good luck with that project. And thank you again for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi. I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way? I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it will be done. But it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinzer has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, as we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a gentle pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting today from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, if your roof shingles are dried out, you're thinking you need a whole new roof, well, hold up. We're going to tell you about a product that can re-energize roof shingles and add 5 more years of life when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
let's not forget life-disrupting projects.
Well, fortunately, there's another solution to restoring the protection provided by your roof. It's called RoofMax. RoofMax is a roof restoration and rejuvenation treatment that is safe, easy, proven, and an affordable alternative to roof replacement. With us to talk about how it works is Mike Fiesel, the CEO of RoofMax. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tom. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, Mike. So, interestingly, as your roof gets older, things start to dry out, the roof doesn't function as well, and therefore isn't protecting the house as properly as it should do. And I think a lot of people immediately jump to, well, now I have to replace my roof, even though maybe we haven't reached the lifetime capacity of that roofing shingle itself. So what RoofMax is doing is something completely different from a roof replacement. Can you explain to us a little bit about what RoofMax is and how it works?
It's very simple. As your roof dries out, the oils, there's petrochemical oil in the asphalt, and as they dry out, the shingles become brittle, same reason you get a pothole in the road. And basically, our product, our formulation, is a plant-based oil that when applied like a skin moisturizer, it soaks down into the shingles, and it replaces the dried-out petrochemical oils and restores flexibility. And we've passed flexibility testing by the same testing labs that the manufacturers, the roofing manufacturers, use. So we passed the same flexibility testing required of a brand-new roof.
Yeah, when I first heard about your product, I'd seen in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector a wide variety of roof treatments that didn't make any sense. But the first thing I did is went to your site and checked out the research done by Ohio State. And it's very, very impressive. And, in fact, I think we've been talking about RoofMax now for over a year since we introduced the product to our audience. And since then, you have gained wide acceptance in the industry as an alternative to that roof replacement. I think that's huge because, I mean, let's face it, you're a disruptor. You're in an industry that hasn't had much change in, you know, 50, 100 years. And now you're coming in saying, wait, you don't have to replace those shingles. You can rejuvenate them. So that must have been a challenge. But it seems like you're broken through.
Yeah, I mean, anything new that, you know, anything disruptive, you know, people are going to be very skeptical. They should. But, you know, we've been in this now for 5 years. We're over 100 million square feet applied. But now we're working with a lot of national brands, architects, engineers referring us, engineering firms, roof management. It's the largest roof asset management company in the country. We're now involved with them. So, but it's taken time. You know, it's definitely been an educational battle.
You know, and what's so interesting is that generally, when you see a product, it's either for multifamily, single family, you know, you don't see a lot of crossover. And so what's interesting here is that while RoofMax is doing so well in the single family home developments, you're seeing now a real need in multifamily developments as well. And I think proof of that is you're in the process of working with LiveCore, which is the largest real estate investment trust in the nation. So that's huge. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's our first project with them coming up a little later this month down in South Florida. So, yeah, we're excited to be working with them. And, of course, that gives us credibility to that entire industry, to the property management sector. So, yeah, we're real excited about that.
Now, folks are interested in RoofMax. You have dealers that you work with that you've trained, that your dealers all across the country. How many are they? What would happen if I called a RoofMax dealer? What's sort of the first step? I mean, is every roof going to be a candidate for RoofMax?
So we've got dealers across the country, as you said. We have over 300 dealers now. You go to our website, roofmax.com, fill out the form, and then our form is through our automation. It goes to the dealer that's closest to you in your area. They'll reach out to you and schedule a time to look at the roof. About 90% of the roofs that people think they need to replace, we're able to treat, but that requires an on-site roof assessment. So we get up, look at the roof, and just make sure that RoofMax is a good candidate. And it's not always a good candidate. You know, and there are parts of the country where 20% of the roofs maybe don't qualify. But on average, across the country, it's about 9 out of 10 roofs we're able to treat and at least get 5 years. Each treatment lasts for 5 years. Some of these customers, if we get it soon enough, we can treat up to 3 times and really just double the life of the roof, add 15 more years.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, if you put it on, it's good for 5 years. So is there a warranty that's available?
There is. We have a flexibility warranty, so we guarantee flexibility for that 5-year period, and it's a prorated warranty. It's also what we do different with our warranty than most product manufacturers, you know, home improvement products. We don't attach the warranty to an individual. We attach it to the home, so it stays with the home. If you sell the property, that warranty gets basically transferred over to the new buyer because it's attached to the home, not to the individual.
Yeah, let's talk about that because, you know, in the state of Florida, I've come to understand that insurance companies have been giving people a hard time about insuring homes that have roofs that are 15, 16 years old. So really not reached the end of a normal life cycle, but they're still requiring them to put on new roofs. With RoofMax, though, there's an alternative to that.
There is. And we're having a lot of success with property owners where they'll get a letter from the insurance company saying, hey, your roof is 15 years old, you need to replace it. And then we come out, treat the roof, get a certified inspector to inspect the roof and state that there's 5 years more remaining life and they are able to keep their insurance policy intact.
Well, that's fantastic. Mike Fiesel from RoofMax, thank you so much for continuing with the RoofMax product and giving folks the option to avoid having to tear off a roof. They can rejuvenate the roof instead, pick up lots of years of life expectancy, and spend a fraction of the cost. What is it, about 20% of the cost, right, of replacement?
Yeah.
RoofMax treatment. Buy yourself 5 years of life, maybe again and again, for a total of 15.
Yep, absolutely.
Mike, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Up next, you want to take the bite out of backyard fun? Well, we're going to have tips to stop mosquitoes from taking over your yard when the Money Pit returns.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Fix your cement cracks, chips, and holes with Rock Patch from Deich Coatings. Made of a pre-mixed polymer and stone formula, Rock Patch quickly and easily fills and levels out cosmetic concrete surface flaws. Just open the can, stir, and get started. There's no messy or dusty mixing involved. Rock Patch dries rock hard and can be sealed so you can quickly start a new finishing project. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax.
Learn more at roofmax.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but done well. And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Todd in Florida's on the line, is having some issues with the driveway. Tell us what's going on.
I've got a house I'm renovating here in Florida, and the driveway's in pretty decent shape. It's got all these, it's like half a dozen cracks running through different ways through it, like almost spider cracks.
Okay.
And I want to know what's the best way instead of tearing it up and repouring it to fix that and make it look good.
Yeah, there's a new product out by Quikrete that's perfect for that. It's called Recap. And essentially, it's designed to go on top of the old concrete surface. You can
and
squeeze
really
it.
And really stick
you can,
to it.
Yeah, you could trowel it. It has tremendous adhesion power. And you can go right over those cracks, and you can have a trowel finish or a broom finish, whatever you want, and you will completely resurface that driveway. You'll find it at different home centers, I think Home Depot and Lowe's. But if you go to quickcrete.com or use their dealer locator, it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. And we've seen this stuff demonstrated, and it's amazing. When it adheres to the old concrete, in tests they try to pull it out, pull it apart, and it's so hard to pull apart, it actually ripped out the old concrete with it. So it really adheres well. Prep is pretty easy. You basically are going to pressure wash that driveway to get all the dirt and debris and moss and mildew off of it. And then while it's wet, you apply the Recap, and the stuff hardens and is drivable within about 24 hours.
Oh, great. So it's a lot cheaper than spending $1,000 on
This is exactly what it's designed for. Spider cracks in driveways that don't look so hot. You just completely resurface it. Okay?
Awesome. That's what I'm about to do. I'll look that up. Thank you for your help. I appreciate that.
Yep. Good luck, Todd. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, now's the season to get outside and enjoy all what the warm weather offers us, like barbecue picnics and parties. But that enjoyment can end very quickly when mosquitoes are on the hunt for their very next meal, which, of course, could be you. So we're going to share some tips to prevent that from happening. Now, the first step toward making your home less inviting for mosquitoes is to eliminate standing water where mosquitoes lay their eggs. And here's why. According to the CDC, mosquitoes grow from eggs to full size, ready to bite adults in as little as 7 to 10 days. And the best way to stop that from happening is to eliminate any standing water around your house. Now, you might be thinking, my yard doesn't have puddles, I don't live next to a lake, so I'm good on that, right? Well, probably not. There are literally dozens of places standing water can collect in an average home. Mosquitoes need only a cup or more of water to drop a whole brood of youngins who are going to grow up fast and start stinging right away. So think about places like your gutters. If they're clogged, you got a breeding pond. Don't miss places like pool covers, pet dishes, kids' toys, buckets, even overturned garage can lids that can hold a bit of water. Really, anything at all that collects an inch or more of water needs to be drained. Because remember, it's only going to be there for a week, and they're already ready to bite. So if you stop standing water wherever it exists, the only thing you're going to be slapping this summer are steaks on the grill.
Debbie in Arkansas is on the line and has a question to help her daughter's house. What can we do for you guys?
Hi. My daughter recently bought a house. It's an older house that's been remodeled, and she was going to renovate around her fireplace, and she discovered that the large wall behind the fireplace, which is about a 20-foot wide wall, has got it had brick behind the plaster, and mm-hmm. So she took all the plaster down, but it had been put up with liquid nails. So there's liquid nails all over this brick, all over it, and it's made a terrible mess. And she's called in a couple of people to give bids, and it was thousands of dollars to either re-brick over it or chisel it down, and they said it would probably ruin the brick if they did. And so I was just curious if you had any ideas at all. We looked up on the Internet, and there was one about a heat gun possibly, but I thought maybe you might have a cheaper or easier way of doing it.
Wow, it's quite a mess. Yeah, I mean, certainly you can use a heat gun, but a heat gun is very hot, and it's going to cause all kinds of fumes. And the problem with the fact that you had this type of adhesive, it's going to soak into the pores of the brick. So
at best, even after doing all that, you're going to end up painting the brick, which we hate to tell anybody to do because it's going to, otherwise it's just going to look terrible. You're never going to have that natural brick. That decision was made for you by whoever decided it was a good idea to glue the plaster right to the brick without putting any kind of a furan strip or something of that nature. There are, you know, various types of adhesive softeners out there, but I fear that even if you went through all that trouble, you're still going to have a very undesirable looking surface. So I think if, I'm sorry that it's all torn up now, but I think if it was me, I would probably fur over that, attach wood strips to that brick surface, and I would probably put new drywall or some other surface over it at this point and give up on the idea of having an exposed brick wall, unless, of course, you want to rebrick the whole thing, which is, you know, a big mess and a big job.
And a big expense, too.
And a big expense, yeah, of course, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today.
All right, you've heard of a tea garden, guys, but how about a Long Island iced tea garden? All right, my New York pride aside, there is a fun trend in gardens that's serving up all kinds of drinks from sophisticated seltzers to high-class cocktails. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's the perfect summer, Leslie's last word, when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope that you're enjoying this beautiful holiday weekend. If you're doing a project around your house and you get stuck today, tomorrow, or any of the days to come, remember, you can reach us 24/7. All you got to do is click on the blue microphone on moneypit.com.
Well, Eden in Florida wrote in saying, my wife unplugs all of our appliances in a thunderstorm, including the refrigerator. I've argued for years that she doesn't need to do this. Can you tell me who's right? I love to settle a spousal fight, but I mean, this seems excessive. I do feel the pain because we had that before I put in the whole house surge protector. We had the lightning strike and lost the dryer. So I do know that those things are possible.
They are possible. They're not common. They're not likely, but I have seen this very thing happen. It happened to my neighbor, and it was really the first time even that I had a personal experience with it. And it took out, let me see, it took out our microwave, it took out our cable boxes. There was a few things, and I think it might have affected the washing machine too, but hey, you never really know. And I think the idea of putting the surge protector into that system is really the hot ticket there, because that's going to stop a lot of that damage. It's something an electrician can install inside the box. I mean, just picking out the refrigerator, you know, I don't know. I mean, the chances of it getting damaged is pretty rare. If it makes your wife feel better, then I would just advise you to not argue with her. And remember, she's always right, and keep the marriage happy, you know?
Well, what is the saying? Happy wife, happy life?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's how the saying goes. Whereas in my house, it's do everything to annoy mom, and, you know, then mom just goes
right
and hides in another room, and you're okay. Well, I hope that helps you out, Aiden. And, you know, in the end, she's saving you money by not having to replace those appliances. Maybe not the groceries, but the appliances for sure.
The one time you don't do it, you know you're going to get hit with lightning and all the food will go bad or something like that.
Ugh.
You know, a better option maybe is just to put in a standby generator, a whole house generator. Then you never have to worry about your power going out. Well, maybe the vegetables in your garden can be eaten, but can they be shaken or stirred? Leslie has tips on the most popular plants for cocktails in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And might I say, what a fun topic for this holiday weekend.
I mean, it really is. I mean, come on, guys. Move over, tomatoes. Growing fruits and herbs for drinks really is a fun new approach to your backyard garden, and spring is the perfect time to get it going. Now, you can add some zest to seltzer, beer, or cocktails with your homegrown limes. They can dress up a plain old glass of water or bring out those floral notes in the finest of alcoholic beverages. And limes can be grown in pots outside during the summer, and then go on and bring that pot inside your house and keep it in a bright area so you can have limes when the weather cools down as well. Now, lavender is another great addition to traditional cocktails. It pairs especially well with gin because it brings out that floral element that is in the gin itself. And lavender is also super easy to grow. You can either do it right in the garden or in a container. And if cocktails are the end goal, you want to go with English lavender, which is the sweetest variety. And lavender also works great in lemonade. Plus, it makes it like a fun purplish hue, which is just so lovely. Now, if alcoholic drinks aren't for you, you can add fruit or herbs right from your garden to your ice cube trays for flavorful and eye-catching ice cubes. They're the perfect touch to any summer party, and they're going to get you and your guests totally in the mood for summer. So come on, summer, and come on all your fun gardening projects.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Coming up next time on the program, whether you have a green thumb or need to hire a pro, sprucing up your landscaping is a great way to step up your outdoor space. We'll share tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan for a beautiful exterior to your home on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Authorities in Allen, Texas say seven people were killed in a shooting in an outlet mall Saturday afternoon. Nine others transported to hospital, where two later died. Three are in critical condition and four are stable at last check. That was during a briefing by the Allen Police Chief, Brian Harvey.
At 3:36 this afternoon, one of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect and neutralized the suspect. He also then called for ambulances.
An off-duty Chicago police officer was shot and killed as she headed home after her shift early Saturday morning. It happened in the city's Avalon Park neighborhood. Ukraine's Air Force claims to have downed a Russian hypersonic missile over Kyiv using newly acquired American Patriot defense systems, the first known time the country's been able to intercept one of Moscow's most modern missiles. Speaking with Salem Radio, retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis considers whether the drone attack may have been staged as a pretense to renew air bombardments against Ukraine.
I think the number one reason I would ascribe to is that Putin is getting ready to unleash a pretty significant air attack on Ukraine. He hasn't really done that so far. He's launched baskets of cruise missiles, occasional bombers, but he hasn't done the full Syria treatment to completely destroying a doomed city like Aleppo.
The incident occurred less than a week before Victory Day, Russia's paramount military holiday. Six people injured in Colorado when a part of a heating and ventilation system collapsed at a resort pool in Aurora. There were about 50 to 100 guests at the pool when the collapse occurred at the Gaylord Rockies Resort near Denver International Airport. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ford is recalling some of its older Ranger trucks.
Ford is recalling certain 2004 to 2006 Ranger vehicles because replacement front passenger airbag inflators may have been installed incorrectly. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in a letter that the recall includes 231,942 vehicles. The vehicles had received replacement front passenger airbag inflators under a previous recall. NHTSA said that an incorrectly installed inflator may not properly inflate the passenger airbag, increasing the risk of injury during a crash. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. military says an investigation finds the spill of some 1,300 gallons of fire suppressant at a fuel facility in Hawaii was caused by a maintenance contractor improperly installing an air vacuum valve. The firefighting foam liquid concentrate was spilled in November at the Red Hill Bulk Storage Facility near Pearl Harbor. Town Hall. A surprise in the mail.
Employees of a Maine restaurant got a surprise when they opened a large wooden crate that they thought was a shipment of mugs they had recently ordered. Police in Auburn say they instead found a plastic tote that contained what law enforcement suspect is 14 kilograms of the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl, with an estimated street value of $3 million. The crate arrived from Arizona. It was addressed to someone who did not work at the restaurant. A man was arrested when he showed up to claim the crate. John Scott reporting.
Warren Buffett's company says its first quarter profits soared along with the paper value of its investment portfolio. That gave the thousands of shareholders some good news as they filled an arena to listen to Buffett spend hours answering questions at Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting. Berkshire said it earned $35.5 billion, or some $24,377 per Class A share during the quarter. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm so glad you're here. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, right around the country, around the world. Did you see the almost comical statement from Mayor Adams yesterday, the day before, published yesterday, and clarified? Didn't really help. That the reason why so many migrants, illegal immigrants, being sent from Texas into New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles is because Governor Abbott is doing it only to black mayors. Does it have anything to do with sanctuary cities? Does it have anything to do with the number of illegal immigrants coming, overwhelming that state, and then putting them on buses and sending them to the place where, which greets them in open arms, many of which they actually want to come to? But that has to be racist. And it just diminishes anybody's call when they say, you know, when real racism happens and needs to be addressed, people are just going to have a deaf ear to it because they see idiotic statements like this. How could you possibly mean that? If de Blasio was here, you're going to tell me that Governor Abbott would not be sending illegal immigrants to stay here for free, free room and board, create havoc in the city, by the way, cost $434 million by the end of the year. Let's bring in Karl Rove. Karl Rove needs no introduction, but you can see his Wall Street Journal column. He used to work for George W. Bush. He used to get dental as well as full health benefits when he was at the White House. Now he's doing his own thing.
Hi, Karl. I don't remember the dental thing. I don't remember the dental thing, but thank you.
Did you get? You are employed by the federal government, though. You have great insurance when you were at the White House.
I did. You know what's interesting about your mayor? Remember where these people are coming from. These people are being dumped in communities like Eagle Pass and Laredo and Farr,
yeah,
and Edinburgh and Brownsville and Del Rio, heavily Hispanic communities. So right now they are overwhelming the hospitals where they're dumped for uncompensated care by federal officials. They are the food kitchens and the social service safety nets are stretched. Law enforcement with the getaways are the people who are not caught by law enforcement, by Border Patrol, are desperate people who need water, food, shelter, and as a result, a lot of petty crime. These are heavily Hispanic communities that are being devastated by the failure of the federal government to enforce our border. And so what does the mayor have to say about these heavily Hispanic communities? Are they racist too? I mean, it's just
crazy.
He's done some sensible things, but that's a really stupid thing to say.
And it just diminishes everything else that he was saying. And he did call out.
Yeah.
In fact, do we have that, Eric? From last hour, here's the mayor calling out the president earlier. About half this little speech is valid, and the second half is just get rid of it. Listen.
It is the irresponsibility of the Republican Party in Washington for refusing to do real immigration reform. And it's the irresponsibility of the White House for not addressing this problem. We should not be burdened the weight of this problem. And so it's not about the people who are pursuing the American dream.
Comprehensive immigration reform is never going to happen, and it's not going to happen until you seal the border.
Maybe you ought to get a little history lesson, because the guy who killed comprehensive immigration reform in 2007 was Senator Harry Reid, Democrat leader of the U.S. Senate, who gutted the bipartisan effort put together by George W. Bush, John McCain, and Ted Kennedy by in essence using his power under an obscure rule called 14B to limit the number of amendments to that bill, and then he specified four amendments that could be voted on, all of which were killer amendments designed to gut comprehensive immigration reform. And one of the guys voting to gut comprehensive immigration reform who'd promised to support the McCain, Kennedy, Bush plan was Barack Obama, the freshman senator, following the lead of his leader, the majority leader of the Senate, Harry Reid. So maybe before blaming the Republicans, the mayor ought to go back and get his history lesson right and put the blame where it deserves, which is on the head of the now departed Harry Reid and the Democrat Senate caucus that he led.
Yeah, I mean, basically they didn't want to go to conference either, right?
No, they wanted to kill it. So, you know, take the guest worker program out and gut it. You know, take the high-tech thing out and gut it. I mean, it was all designed very artfully to make it so unpalatable that all this coalition that was coming together of high-tech and agriculture and immigration proponents and people who wanted to restrict the provisions allowing, you know, distant members of your family, your cousin to come over, all of those went by the wayside because Harry Reid decided he wanted to keep it alive as a political issue. He didn't want a Republican president working with Democrats and Republicans to solve the problem.
So I was getting all excited that May 9th that they were going to probably make some real progress on the debt ceiling because it's going to hit it June 1st. And the president, I think, goes away May 20th, goes on some international conference. So I get this quote today in Axios. When McCarthy comes to the White House, I guess if he needs to hear again that it's your responsibility to adjust the debt ceiling without conditions and a ransom, then he can say that again to his face. That according to a senior Biden administration official. So he's going to walk in there, say, "Hey, what do you think about my plan?" And the president's going to say, "I'm not looking at your plan. I'm going to just raise the debt ceiling. I won't negotiate on it." Is that really how this ends? You've been through this so many times.
Well, look, I don't know how it's going to end, but I do know this. The responsible party is the Speaker of the House, who was challenged by the White House to offer a plan and did. And it passed the U.S. House of Representatives. The only plan that has passed either the House or Senate that solves this problem is the one that passed the House. And what it does is it raises the debt ceiling for a year and it makes spending cuts. And what are those spending cuts? The biggest ones are reclaiming the unspent COVID relief money. The COVID is over. That pandemic has now been declared. That emergency has now been declared over. So why don't we take the hundreds of billions of dollars that's sitting out there that is yet unspent and recover it? Another thing is to institute work requirements. If you're getting a social service benefit, a welfare benefit from the government, you need to be either working or looking for work. We had a big bipartisan consensus on that in the 90s, and it lasted for nearly 30 years. And now this administration says, no, we don't want to require people who are getting a check from the government to have to work or look for work. And you know, this is amazing. Let's step back a minute and think about this. We are being lectured by President Joseph R. Biden, who voted 10 times during the President Reagan's administration, President Bush 41's administration, and President Bush 43's administration, not to raise the debt ceiling. He's saying if you don't raise the debt ceiling, you're doing great damage to the good faith and credit of the American dollar. And he did it 10 times. And then in 2011, he was the vice president of the United States, designated by President Barack Obama to negotiate a settlement, an agreement to raise the debt ceiling with spending cuts, which he did. And go look at the record. There is week after week after week of self-congratulatory statements by then by Vice President Joe Biden about how good it was for the country that Republicans and Democrats came together to simultaneously raise the debt ceiling and put in place some spending restraint that helped reduce the deficit. So why not be that guy? Well, don't be the guy who voted 10 times not to raise the debt ceiling. Don't be the guy who today hypocritically is saying that if you don't vote to raise the debt ceiling, you are doing great damage to our economy. That's true, but you did it 10 times. So please don't lecture us about that. Don't tell us that you were bad behavior and should be excused, and people who vote against raising the debt ceiling today are guilty of a mortal sin.
Carl Rove, our guest. Carl, I want to pivot, if I can, to 2024. And that has a lot to do with what we just discussed, too, and where the economy's at. And the president, I think, in the latest poll, has got 38% approval rating. So he's obviously sucking wind. He does not have a lot of momentum for his reelection, but he wants to tell everyone he's not Donald Trump. First off, when it comes to the Republicans, if you look at what they did in passing that debt ceiling deal, on the right, they're on a bit of a roll. And then, of course, getting Jim Justice to declare in West Virginia, who's up on Joe Manchin by 20 points, and who knows what's going to happen in Maryland. Here's Ronna McDaniel on some pickups in the Senate. Tell me if you think this is hype or real. Cut 31.
I would add Nevada to that as well, where we had, you know, three statewide races that we won last cycle in 2022 and some of the biggest gains we've seen for Republicans. But you just saw in West Virginia, the governor just announced against Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin hasn't announced yet. We've got great candidates in Montana. I think Ohio is very, very much in play. And there are about eight seats that Democrats have up that we can compete for. This is an exceptional Senate map for Republicans where we can take back the reins of power.
Is she just thinking optimistically, or is this legitimate?
I think it's legitimate. Look, think about this. The Democrats have incumbents up in Montana, West Virginia, and Ohio, all of which the Republicans have carried either in the case of the first two, the last six presidential elections in a row, or in the case of Ohio, four out of the last six, and that state is getting more red. I mean, think about it. The Republican governor was reelected last fall with 25% of the vote. A 25% margin, and the rest of the Republican ticket, with the exception of the U.S. Senate candidate, Attorney General, the Auditor, the Secretary of State, all won by between 18 and 24 points. So that state's red. So they got a problem. They've got a problem in those three states. Then you take Nevada, where Biden won a narrow victory, and the state is now, the registration rolls are getting more Republican. And then you take some of these other, Wisconsin, a close race, Pennsylvania, a close race. I mean, we could have a couple of other states come into play. If you look at it, there are nine Democratic seats that are at risk, three of them very much so, and there's not a single Republican seat today that is risk, because we're talking about states. I think the last time that of the Republicans were up this year, I think the last time we lost it in a presidential election year was 1996. And in most cases, you have to go back to 1964 before we lost the state. Take that's Wyoming. So we're in good shape. We got less than half as many seats up as they do, and their seats are up in places that are either red, a lot of them are up in places that are deep red or trending red, and that Republicans have won in previous statewide races.
So right now, Donald Trump in the CBS poll that just came out, about 2,000 people, likely voters, it has Donald Trump up by 36 points on Ron DeSantis, and he's the only one in double figures. What do you read into that, being that we're in the early May?
Well, I'd be very careful about it. He's ahead, and he's running a better campaign. He has Susie Wiles, Chris LaCivita. He has John Brabender. These are very good professionals who've been able to put some discipline and focus into the campaign. We'll see how long they last. But he's running a better campaign this time around. But he's got some great vulnerabilities, and nobody really knows who the rest of this field is. Let's not kid ourselves. Now, he's well known. He's at the top of where he's likely to be, and he would benefit from the stupid indictment in New York by the DA. But to go talk to Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who was ahead at this point in 2008. Go talk to Newt Gingrich, who 30 days before the vote started being cast in Iowa was in the lead in 2012. Go talk to Jeb Bush, who is ahead at this point in 2015. So long way to go. And the former president, to my mind, has some real problems. There, 23% of Republicans
think that the indictment in New York was justified. Now, this is an indictment that has won criticism from legal experts on the right and left as being convoluted and illegitimate. And yet one out of every four Republicans says it was justified that he got indicted over alleged payments to a porn star. So, this is not – he's got a long way to go. Right now he's the favorite. We'll see where he is in January and February of 2024.
And I think that you'll be able to tell if Donald Trump is in it to win it, because he's got to pick up people he didn't get last time on his rallies. If he opens up his rallies, looking ahead, comparing his record, talking about his vision, as opposed to January 6, 2020, I was robbed. If he started looking ahead, I would think he's dead set on winning. He knows a formula.
Yeah. Well, that means he needs to stop, appearing with people who've been found guilty of breaking into the Capitol on January 6th with the intent to end a constitutionally mandated joint session of the United States Congress, like he did in New Hampshire recently. I mean, here's a guy who sits down for dinner with a bunch of white nationalists, bigots, and now shows up in New Hampshire, I think it was, and throws his arm around a woman who has been found guilty of breaking into the Capitol and extols her and says, you've been treated badly. Now, anybody who broke into the United States Capitol had to cross a police line, and those police lines were smashed by hundreds of demonstrators engaging in active violence against police officers and violating the law. And here is the former president of the United States saying, you've been treated badly. He has an obligation to uphold the Constitution of the United States and its laws. And to sit there and say that somebody who broke into the Capitol in order to and threatened to kill, I think, Vice President Pence is not somebody worthy of the former president's grace and consolation.
I hear you. Absolutely. For Ron DeSantis, he comes back from his foreign trip. He comes back from his trip to Washington. What advice would you give him?
Well, he's in a thing where he better realize he needs to get better or none of these people are prepared, and none of them are. No candidate running for president is as good on their first day as they need to be. And the question is, do they learn from that experience? And frankly, just the day before he left for Korea, I think it was his first foreign stop, he was in New Hampshire. And I read the coverage carefully. I thought it was very smart. He clearly didn't sit at the head table and eat his meal. Instead, he worked the tables beforehand, went from table to table saying hello to people before the dinner, gave a heck of a speech. The speech is interrupted by protesters. He handles it with great aplomb and humor. He finishes his speech. There's raucous applause, biggest fundraiser in the history of the New Hampshire Republican Party, raising nearly $400,000 for the state party in this little state. And when he finishes, he spends an hour lingering in the ballroom, taking selfies with people, exchanging small talk, giving autographs, right, throwing his arm around people. That's exactly what he needs to do.
Carl, you're the best. I love the insight. I love the knowledge. Carl Rove, no wonder we made you full-time.
Thank you. Right. I'm at your beck and call.
Good. I'm calling you every day. Back in a moment.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my self-service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
We're fully booked this week.
We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has Sweet been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code HOT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code HOT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
While the House of Mouse, Disney, is embroiled in the culture wars and legal battles, a faith-based entertainment alternative is coming into its own. Nicole Stratton, artistic director of the Logos Theater.
We're realizing God's raised us up for such a time as this, because if you take some of that away for our children, we all have young children, what do we give them in its place?
Logos is Greek for word, and theologically it means the entirety of God's created order in the person of Jesus Christ. The theater was founded in 2006 as part of the Academy of the Arts Ministry in South Carolina. Right now, the production company is more of a David to the Goliath of Disney, but it's larger than life puppets created for stage productions like C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, rivals any Hollywood special effects, making faith come alive through the power of storytelling.
We're proving through our creativity what truth is doing in our lives is making us more creative and more free.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Twisted Sisters' Dee Snider, who was recently unmasked as Doll on Fox's The Masked Singer.
What's coming up with you outside of Masked Singer? What is coming up? I feel like I've seen that there's a few things in the works.
I just got to give a little backstory. So I wrote the Twisted Sister videos, me and Marty Kohlner, the director. And when I saw them come to life, I really got the bug to write. And while everybody else was out partying those days, I never did drugs, I never drank, you know that. I was sat in my dressing room, I sat in my hotel room working on writing screenplays, and I've gotten real good at it. So besides having a movie that I wrote called My Enemy's Enemy, which I'll be directing, which goes into production later this year, I've got my first fictional novel called Frats. Not about rock and roll. It's coming out on May 22nd. I've got a graphic novel coming out in June. It's called He's Not Going to Take It. Not just about the Washington testimony and fighting censorship, but why Dee Snider? How did Dee Snider become that voice, that guy to step forward and speak up?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. We got a couple of minutes here just to go over some things. So I don't know if you've seen that ad. I discussed it in a previous hour about the Navy, their ad now, digital ad. It shows Yeoman Second Class Kelly, who is serving in full uniform and then transforms into a woman, Harpy Daniels, in drag. So one of five digital ambassadors to try to show Gen Z recruiting audience that they can serve with honor and also have private interests. Oh, good. How about, you know, private interests could be you could collect stamps. I mean, you could watch sports. You could play pickleball. I just don't know, understand who you're trying to attract. And understand, too, like the people at Budweiser. I'm not putting it out. You do whatever you want in your private life. But if you want to get fighting, you want to build a formidable fighting force, You have to understand, other people who are thinking about joining, more people are turned off by seeing somebody serve and do drag as opposed to somebody with face paint running serpentine through the deserts of Somalia, trying to fight for American freedom and free hostages. That's why people join. They don't join so they can say, I'll be free to wear a uniform during the day and do drag at night. If that is a case of somebody who serves well, that's an aberration. I mean, who are you that desperate you feel as though we don't have enough trans in the military? Somebody should push back there that has a degree in marketing. If your goal is to maximize recruitment, why don't you do things that would maximize recruitment? That's not it.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Logs Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Logs Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at logslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Logs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. And just be, I just feel assured. I was worried about the AI thing. That are we ready as a country to adapt to the challenges that AI has? And I was just going over that with Eric in the break. And I said, we can rest assured, even though Elon Musk is worried, and even though the CEO of Google, I think is Eric Schmidt, he's worried. The CEO of IBM talks about the titanic transformation of our economy. But I just found out good news, Bill Hemmer.
Yeah, please give it to me. How are you, by the way?
The vice president is in charge. She is going to land that plane. She's going to be land that plane.
Could AI solve the border crisis?
I'm not sure.
Could AI help us with our relations with Beijing?
Right. She was brilliant in Munich, by the way.
Could AI help solve the Ukrainian war? Wow.
Right.
That might put a lot of people out of jobs.
Right now they're meeting. Right now, they're meeting with all the heads.
Uh-huh.
So to find out, have you ever seen something that has more smart people intimidated? Right? I mean, the smartest people in the country.
That's a really interesting way to say it. There's this podcast I listened to 2 weeks ago. It's called All In. I think most of the guys are California-based, Silicon Valley, tech world, venture capitalists. And, I mean, it went on forever. But it was really fascinating that they were so blown away by how much AI had progressed in the last 5 days of the recording of this podcast. They were blown away by it.
Because they thought they had like 50 years to worry about them taking us over.
I'm thinking, what's happened over the last 2 weeks?
I know. I find it astounding. So if people like, let's say, Henry Kissinger, he's 100 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about this AI. No kidding, you're 100 years old. You know, Brian Kilmeade. That's your whole generation. You guys need to have social media. I'm a little intimidated. But when Elon Musk goes, wow,
yeah.
I had to leave it. I don't speak to the guy, my partner. Now I might have to start my own in order not to be evil. And we see that China is circling the wagons around whatever they're doing with AI because they're concerned about something different. They don't want their people to know everything that AI would give them.
Like
so they got to lock it down.
Absolutely. That's how they run the TikTok operation. That's a great point. I don't know how they're going to figure that out. I think about AI and how it could be practically used by you and me. And just yesterday, right, you know, we're sitting around, we're talking with our team from America's Newsroom. And one of the really smart folks on our team says, I use AI or ChatGPT, right? By the way, ChatGPT is how AI talks to each other. So it's like AI on steroids. That's how I characterize it. So she uses ChatGPT to summarize Andy McCarthy's articles when he's analyzing a big legal issue.
So can you give me the question? Like the question to give to Chad, because I downloaded it.
I don't know what that is. I've logged on as well.
But the question is probably summarize Kevin McCarthy's last speeches over the last 30 seconds.
We should talk about Andy McCarthy.
Andy McCarthy.
Yeah, SDNY, former SDNY, et cetera. And then another smart person on our team said, I've got a wedding coming up, and I'm looking for ideas for my speech for the bridesmaid. The bride.
And did she get?
Sister-in-law. And then I said, yeah, what did it produce? And a pretty interesting poem. I said, do you mind reading it to the group? She said, yeah, I will. And, you know, it was
not great.
It would fly. I mean, if you had a glass of champagne in your hand and you were before a room of 150, 200 people, yeah, it might fly, actually. So I'm just giving you two very easy examples for how you might be able to use this technology.
Make sure it helps your life get better.
I mean, you get up at 2:30 in the morning, right? You're
right.
Coming in that car from Massapequa, Manhasset.
Limo, it's a big limo. It's a
right?
Hummer limo.
You sit in the very back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're sleeping.
Can't even
of
see
time.
Myself. I never sleep.
You could use ChatGPT to summarize the news on your way to the studio. Would you like that?
Wow. But how do they know what I like? I mean, I would like to try it and see what works. So this is what a Reven. By the way, I wish some of these people, like Elon Musk, I could pronounce that name.
I thought I just had a great idea, by the way.
That's a very good idea. It was a very good idea.
Continue.
That would help my life get better. Just like, for example, Google. You could look up anything on Google. That must sound astounding. That famous exchange with Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel on the Today Show,
right.
And they're talking about the
like
internet.
1993.
This is crazy.
Or, yeah.
So I'll never forget. I don't know if this is going to transfer, but... Dawn's parents, Dawn's family, right from Brooklyn, right the generation before, right from Italy. And they're right from Raging Bull. You would think they're cast from Raging Bull, right? You're worried that I'm insulting people. I'm not. I'm just talking about their old Brooklyn accents.
Yeah.
They like to debate things, but they debate it at a 9. They're yelling at each other, but not yelling. He's wrong. Willie Mays was not a better center fielder. He was overrated, that type of thing. And then the one of the nephews sat there, and everything they argued about, he would ref. He'd just come and goes, no. Uncle such and such is right. Such and such
no.
is right. And in the middle of it, they go, I hate that thing. Because they want to argue. Like,
uh-huh.
they don't want their life to be that much better. But what was my point?
Sorry,
some people
got to
be related. Some people are not going to look to make their lives better. Some people want the old school. They don't want the social media.
Yeah, I'm with that. Does the nephew Google or was the nephew
was
on
Googling.
AI? Okay,
he
gotcha.
Was Googling.
I mean,
so that was big 10 years
how
ago.
How great is the temptation when you're in conversation and you mention something you can't recall the exact precise fact?
Every day.
And you say, I'm going to go to my phone.
Right.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah. I go to the iPad. The phone's still, my thumbs are too big. Mm-hmm. I just, I like the BlackBerry. I wish the BlackBerry would
uh-huh.
be back, but that's never coming back, is it?
Yeah, the thing about Musk doing this is that, you know, he's got skin in the game, too. And he wants to slow this down.
Please don't tell me you think he's being selfish.
I don't know. I don't know yet. But, you know, he was in the business in 2016. He got out of it. Now he's trying to get back in. And he realizes how far behind he is. I don't think you should disconnect yourself from that possibility.
Here's Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, Cut 23.
AI has beneficial effects in giving us, like, a lot of good guidance, like being a good reporter, and we humans should be the editor. There should always be a human editor. And when that's not the case, we're going to have a lot of problems. You know, as far as, you know, AI being used to, I don't know, deep fakes, you know, making somebody sound like a person you know in their voice and taking advantage of, you know, a mother. We've seen that recently, and there's going to be a lot more of that than there ever was before. Tricking you into things. Tricking's going to be a lot easier for those who want to trick you. And, you know, we don't really have any, we're not really making any changes in that regard. We're just assuming that the laws we have will take care of it. So I'm a little, you know, worried that about people being abused more than anything else.
Right. He's a little worried.
So that was from the other place, right? CNN?
Yep.
TOP, as I call it?
Yeah.
I watched that interview. It was very interesting, I thought. Here's my take on it now. We're moving away from 4K televisions. We're moving toward 8K. And if you look at a computer-generated video, I think there's a chance that we might be... Look, deepfakes, somebody's going to get busted. This is Dana Perino's biggest fear in cable TV. That she's going to be the one who rolls a deep fake and falls for it. I think the consumer and people like you and me are going to be visually trained to spot what is AI and what is not, especially as the image gets more and more precise on the screens that we use.
I would add this to it. Did you see the Wall Street Journal on Friday? They had a columnist who actually used her voice and the computer generated voice, called up her parents and had their parents call parents and said, could you give me dad's social security number? That, do me a favor, could I have a bank account? And she did it with a fake voice, and the parents were unable to pick it up. That was the whole point of the article. In the Wall Street Journal, they're not really known for chicanery.
Yeah, that stinks.
And that's a worry. I mean,
yeah,
they're already,
I get it. I understand.
But how about the fact that Donald Trump, remember those pictures generated the day that Donald Trump was indicted in New York City? Mm-hmm. They had him in the middle of the street. It looked like him in a suit being arrested.
That's a really good example.
And they said that was trending.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, if you look at those, they did not look real to me.
Oh, they didn't?
But, I mean, look, AI is going to get better, but our monitors are going to get better. I guess that's the case.
I worry about being outthought. Like, for example, if a comedy, these comedy writers are on strike, and part of the thing that they're going to be negotiating is AI. For example, when they get funny, if you're able to say, write me a script that would be funny for Conan O'Brien's podcast, or that might be good for Stephen Colbert's, a skit for that. And if the AI is better than the writers he has, why is he keeping writers?
Yeah, I get it. And why give him the raise and why re-sign them? I think there's going to be a very interesting strategy. Negotiation right now for the Writers Guild.
But here's the thing.
Like, I think the last time they walked out was 15 years ago and they were out 100 days.
Right.
Okay, like, how do you bring them back right now? Do you need to bring them back?
Well,
postpone late night TV for now. Going to be in reruns.
But I'm going to add to this.
Yeah.
We were Alice and I had an interesting lunch yesterday, and they say the executives at these networks are in no rush to bring these guys back,
right?
Because they don't have to pay them. So not many people are watching as they were, and they could sit, take a deep breath. They don't have the production costs. The strike goes on. They run repeats. It's cheap. So maybe their bottom line gets a little bit riper come summer now. So there's the leverage of, oh, my God, I don't have a new Tonight Show? Not really pressing them.
I can see
So here's the other thing. Yeah. So Stephen Colbert brings back his writers, the Late Night Show. The Late Show brings back, that is the Late Show. Tonight Show brings back their writers. And then I want to start my own. I'm not even pretending to be around. I'm going to be a host, and I'm going to use AI. And my overhead's less. My monologue's just as good. And now my production is maybe more attractive for a show to buy.
And maybe,
so you can pretend like you're in the horse and buggy, but I went to the jet plane.
Okay. You're flying with George Jetson.
Yeah.
And you let the audience know.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's mind-blowing. I'm doing all of this based on what I told the computer to do 2 hours ago.
Right.
Let's see how it goes.
Did you see 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago when they led with AI?
Mm-hmm.
So
refresh me. Who'd they use?
He was the guy that had the 6 o'clock news. You know it.
Was this 60 Minutes or this is Jeffrey Hinton in Toronto?
I cut some of that.
All right, anyway,
he's the most famous 60 Minutes reporter.
Go ahead.
Scott Pelley. Scott Pelley did. At the end of it,
we almost had to go to our phones and look up Google.
You know what he said? And I'll paraphrase. He says, "This segment has been generated by humans only." And he goes, "This is the first time, but not the last time we'll have to say that."
Yeah.
So, I mean, I assume that was you and Dana. Today, at 9 o'clock. I thought I was talking about. Would have been,
I mean, your audience right now thinks they're listening to you and me.
To Bill Hemmer and Brian Kilmeade. No one could ever knock us off. Absolutely. On second thought, we're pretty sure that it's been proven that we are dispensable. I'm pretty sure we know that. Hey, back in a moment, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Quality time with Bill Hemmer. Don't move.
Right on.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks.
guaranteed. Call 1-800-973-9741 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-973-9741 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-973-9741. That's 1-800-973-9741.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There are five big factors when it comes to your credit score, which includes your payment history, amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, new credit you apply for, and the types of credit you use. Mary Poe, head of consumer education at TransUnion, says payment history is the single most important factor. Poe also adds that the credit utilization ratio is a big one that influences your credit score. Say if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you buy a $900 TV, your utilization rate is 90%. Which shows lenders that you're getting close to the top, making you more of a risk. Poe says to keep the level at or below 30%. Also, having a healthy mix of credit is good. If you have a student loan and a car loan and a credit card, that shows you're balancing both installment and revolving debt. And if you're getting in gear for a big purchase, make sure your credit report is accurate and whether there's a freeze on your report. If there is, you have to unfreeze it before applying for credit. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dar Salim, who lead Guy Ritchie's The Covenant. The action thriller set in 2018 Afghanistan is about an interpreter who risks his life to save an injured U.S. Army sergeant after an ambush. And when the interpreter isn't given safe passage to America and in hiding from the Taliban, the sergeant repays his debt, returning to the war zone to get him and his family out.
You know, there's so much noise around us these days. There's so much telling us what divides us and where our differences are, but at the end of the day, so much more unite us as human beings.
In the midst of a great, fun ride in a lot of ways, you know, I walked out and I'm in the movie, I read the script, I did the whole thing, and I cried at the end of this movie. I don't do that ever. I think I just took away from this the reminder that as an American, we have so much good in us, and there's so many heroes here, I mean, all around the world, but some very often reluctant heroes.
Guy Ritchie's The Covenant is in theaters now. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Brian and Bill, two friends so bright, had heard about AI and its might. Their curiosity led them to find ChatGPT, a machine of a different kind. They asked it questions, and it replied with answers that left them tongue-tied. They were amazed at what it could do and how it seemed to know so much, too. As they delved deeper into the machine, they began to see its power and sheen. But they also felt a twinge of fear of the unknown and what might appear. They wondered if AI could outsmart or even replace us in every part. But they knew that, in the end, it was up to us to be a true friend. And so, with ChatGPT by their side, they set forth on a journey to abide, to learn and grow, and to be aware of the power of AI and its care.
Wow. So what question did you ask it, Eric? That is Bill Hemmer, and that was us going back and forth. That would be a summary of our last segment. What did you ask?
So I told
ChatGPT that Brian and Bill were just now learning about ChatGPT and its capabilities. They were shocked and they were intrigued and also a little scared. And to please write me a short poem. And
wow.
That's what it gave me.
What do you think? And they generate. How'd you get the voice? Did you say voice it?
I just put it. I took what ChatGPT gave me and I plugged it into a text-to-speech translator.
Oh, okay. But that's not with ChatGPT.
The speech, no. That's on a different site. Yeah. ChatGPT will just give you text. And then I plug the text into a text-to-speech generator.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, okay, we got that.
Wow. That was so, by the way, that was good. I don't exactly know poems.
I guess if you were driving in your car, right, and you wanted a summary of the Wall Street Journal for that day, you could ask AI to give it to you.
You think I can? Yeah. Eric, you think I could do that?
Yeah, you just plug the text of the article into ChatGPT and say, summarize this text, and it'll give you a summary.
So that way, you know, you're not looking at
your phone. But do you have to cut and paste it and put it in to the browser?
On this public version, you do. I think GPT 4.0 will be able to crawl the web automatically, so you give it a link, and then it'll do it. But this one, I don't think, has web crawling abilities yet.
Hmm. What's real?
Or what was that? Or is it an illusion? What was that song growing up?
I don't know. It sounds like something.
Or is it an illusion? I'll find it once I go to Google and tell you. But Brian, during the commercial, we were looking at this video from Moscow, right, about this drone hitting a flagpole.
That was supposed to be. They say maybe an assassination attempt from Ukraine on Vladimir Putin.
I ask you, as a newsman, is it real?
Wow.
I mean,
all
indications are it is. By the way.
But I will say this. Who does it work for? Does it work for Vladimir Putin? Suddenly the country starts rallying around the cause. Wow, they tried to assassinate my leader, hit the Kremlin. But you know that Ukraine always denies it. But our Secretary of State said they knew nothing about it and denied that it was assassination day. We both read about an assassination attempt by a drone on the residence of Vladimir Putin last week. Now we're seeing video. They said it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Failed.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine you're not getting to the Kremlin. You'd be with a drone.
Well, that
right?
one, well, I mean, it's 500 miles from the border.
Yeah.
A drone could make it that far. Would a drone make it that far?
Yeah. I mean, you would imagine there's all types of...
Some air defenses around the Kremlin? Yeah. I do believe that would be the case.
It is so vital for Ukraine to make progress this spring.
We'll see how they do, right?
Yeah, because for the West to continue to finance this at the rate they're doing, and with them 60 million people, with so much damage already being done and so much lives lost, I think this is their biggest spring-summer. Let's find out this more to know.
Shall we?
More to know. Sponsored by Spirits Capital Corporation. Barreled Whiskey is the cash cow of industry insiders. But now you too can invest in premium American whiskey as it ages. Go to caskdeeds.com. CASKdeeds.com to learn more. Paid for by Spirits Capital Corporation.
Wow, that was a big promo, right?
I love it. Yeah.
You got to invest in whiskey.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud Light is at risk, Bill, of losing its status as the top-selling beer because they signed Dylan Mulvaney and put him, her, on the cover of the bottle. Sales have tumbled 26%, but I was shocked to see what is coming up. Modelo. Mm. Modelo would be number one in America? Really?
About that.
Then it would be Michelob Ultra.
What was the worst decision, this or New Coke?
Probably. It's incredible what happened. And people say, well, don't boycott. No one's telling people to boycott. They just don't want that can anymore.
That's right.
But how do you recover?
Well, it's going to take some time. Remember, the fratty beer has to be deposed.
Right.
Right? That's what she said. It's fratty beer.
Right.
It was the number one selling beer in America.
Right.
I mean, take what you've got.
I love the fact they didn't let her go. They suspended her for a while.
Yeah.
I guess think
we'll
about what you did. Go to the beach. Go to the beach and stare into the ocean. Next.
Yes.
Are you going to do anything?
Go.
No, you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Me?
Aren't you doing anything?
No, I thought you did all this stuff. All right, Taylor Swift.
Did you get a copy?
I got it. I didn't know it was a new format here, so I'm just getting up to speed. T Swift breaks a new record with 10 albums in the Billboard Top 100 at the same time. Wow, that's pretty good. Among those 10 albums, 9 are in the top 50. 8 in the top 40, 3 in the top 10. Beat that, Kill Me.
She is really good at music. Woo. Phil Hemmer, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Got it, brother.
All right, I'll be on our earlier. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So, you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A gunman killed 8 people, wounded 7 others, 3 critically in a shooting at a Dallas area mall before he was fatally shot by a police officer who happened to be nearby. Allen Fire Chief Jonathan Boyd says medical responders took several victims to the hospital.
We transported 9 individuals to the hospital, to area trauma facilities. Of those that we transported, 2 have since died, 3 are in critical surgery, and 4 are stable.
Authorities said Saturday afternoon the shooting happened around 3:30. Witnesses reported seeing children among those injured. Some said they also saw what appeared to be a police officer and a mall security guard unconscious on the ground. Allen's about 20 miles north of Dallas. Tens of thousands of Israelis continue to demonstrate against a contentious government plan to overhaul the judiciary, demanding the changes be scrapped rather than delayed. A new survey is suggesting American voters will take President Biden's age into consideration when they go to the polls.
According to the latest Rasmussen Report survey, most consider the 80-year-old incumbent too old. In fact, that number is 73% of likely U.S. voters who believe Mr. Biden's age will be a serious problem affecting his hopes of a possible second term. This includes 49% who expect it to be a very serious problem. In contrast, only 25% believe otherwise. Addressing the question in a televised MSNBC interview broadcast last night, Mr. Biden dismissed his age as a factor in 2024 because he, quote, knows more than a vast majority of people, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Leaders of South Korea and Japan are to meet Sunday for their second summit in less than 2 months. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A ruling from a U.S. judge in Seattle could effectively shut down commercial king salmon trolling in southeast Alaska.
It's a valuable industry that supports some 1,500 fishermen. A conservation group challenged the harvest as a threat to protected fish and the endangered killer whales that eat them. Fishing organizations condemn the decision, saying it threatens the region with economic disaster and would do little or nothing to benefit salmon or orcas. The state of Alaska quickly announced an appeal. The decision threatens to prevent the summer fishing season set for July 1st. John Scott reporting.
The Supreme Court has blocked Oklahoma from executing a death row inmate after the state's attorney general agreed his life should be spared. And U.S. safety regulators are investigating possible electrical problems in older Dodge Journeys after a woman was trapped and died when her SUV caught fire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There are growing concerns over artificial intelligence, and this time it's from show business.
6 months after the release of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence already prompting widespread unease throughout Hollywood. Concern over chatbots writing or rewriting scripts, one of the leading reasons that TV and film screenwriters took to the picket lines. Experts say the struggle screenwriters are now facing is just the beginning. World Economic Forum releasing a study predicting 25% of all jobs will be disrupted by artificial intelligence over the next 5 years. Jason Walker reporting.
The acting head of the FAA warning deep cuts in federal spending could make summer air travel worse because the cuts would cause his agency to stop training new air traffic controllers and slow efforts to modernize FAA technology. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world. Thanks so much for everyone tuning in yesterday, especially because we're having this great discussion with Bill Hemmer about AI, and we have some legitimate questions like all of you have about what it means and why so many smart people are worried about it. And Kamala Harris, don't worry, is in charge of setting up guardrails for AI, the next generation, because she's done so much so well with what she's been given so far. So she's going to be in charge. Gina Romano will be there, too, and a lot of these CEOs and higher-ups and innovators will be together to find out about AI. And what, the thing about waiting about it is China's not waiting, Russia's not waiting, North Korea's not waiting, our enemies aren't waiting. So in talking with Bill Hemmer, we had our questions, and then Eric, behind the board, had a great idea. Why don't we give that to Chatbot GPT? And Chatbot wrote a poem about Bill Hemmer and I's questions, and that made a ton of news. Because, Eric, how long until after you pumped in the question till you got the poem?
Oh, seconds. It's quick.
Seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. And it was great. And then you've got a voice synthesizer?
Yeah, there's a bunch of text-to-speech translators online you can look up, so I just plugged it in there, and I spat it back out, and I played it.
And people just loved it. It was Yahoo picked it up, and it was a big story. Joining us now, the real Mark Thiessen, and he doesn't need AI to write his column. We hope. We don't. Hey, listen, he could have. I mean, Mark Thiessen.
Where's my poem?
Right? What did you say?
Where's my poem? Where's my poem? I need a poem about me.
Well, you got to do something first. I mean, Hemmer performed for a segment, and then he got a poem in return. You got to do something.
What you could do next time is you could do a voice clone of Hemmer and interview him about AI without even telling him.
That would be
and
nuts.
And then do the interview and then see if your listeners could tell the difference between the
Eric,
actual
from what
Hemmer
you
interview.
Can tell, can I talk? Can I talk in real time to this chatbot GPT or Bard or whatever the other one is?
You mean speech?
Yeah, it can't impersonate a person.
No, that one can't. ChatGPT is only a text generator. It's a language learning machine.
But there are AI now where you can even have video of it. You can have an avatar of a person. And the only thing that gives it away that it's not, that they're not the real person is they don't have facial expressions really. Oh. They don't blink. They don't like furrow their brow or something like that. But you could create an avatar of Hemmer and have him talk and sit in his voice and answer questions for you.
That'll be easier on the staff because they don't like looking at him because he's got a huge
and if you could do that for me, then I don't have to call in once a week.
Right. And this is so problematic for you. This makes your career. So, Mark, let's get to it. Let's talk about this revelation as we know it. And I do want to talk about your column, too, obviously. It's on Ron DeSantis and going for the GOP vote. But the House's subpoena and FBI file on President Biden's possible role in a criminal scheme having policy revolve around his business dealings. Now, we have to ask the FBI to give us this with this whistleblower claims is the smoking gun. And I'm reading that they don't believe the FBI is going to give up this paper. I don't know how the FBI can deny this.
The rumor is what they're going to do is they can classify it is what Grassley says. That's the only way they can avoid it.
But why would they? Why would they?
Why
do
would
that?
They? No, it's exactly right. I mean, what's amazing to me is that so this has supposedly happened when Joe Biden was vice president, right?
Yeah.
And let's state for the record, we don't know if it's true. We don't know if the allegation is real. Serious. We don't know a lot about it, but this supposedly happened when Joe Biden was vice president. How are we? You know, that was almost a decade ago. How are we just learning about this right now? How has this not come out? You know, I mean, if there was something like this about Trump, you don't think that this would have been all over the news? This would have been leaked like ages ago. And the other thing is, this is a whistleblower coming to Grassley. So Grassley is famous for his support. First of all, the reason to take it seriously is because Grassley is taking it seriously because he is not partisan. He is not, you know, he is a well-known champion of whistleblowers. And people tend to come to Chuck Grassley when they've tried internally to do the right thing and can't get the organization to move. And they've got no choice but to go to Congress, and then they go to Congress, and they go to the one guy who protects whistleblowers, which is Chuck Grassley. So the fact that it's coming from Grassley, one, is makes it credible. Two, shows how serious it is. And three, shows that there's people within the institution who are frustrated by how it's being covered up and by how it's being suppressed, and are now felt that they had no choice but to go to the co-equal branch of Congress and to the one guy who protects and champions whistleblowers.
Right. I want you to hear what Brett Tolman said, what this could be. As you know, he's a U.S. attorney. Cut nine. It was.
A document like this really comes down to one thing in my mind, and this is probably an FBI 302 investigative report. I say that because the whistleblower, in order to make the connection and to assess that it's credible information like Senator Grassley has assessed, means that they had to have sat down with whoever's providing the information, and you're not going to do that without making sure you get every detail you can from someone.
So, if you want to see bias right there, if you classify a document rather than make it public, as opposed to during the Trump years, everybody knows the FBI was leaking, according to a high-level source of the FBI, X, Y, and Z, the Russia investigation, the first impeachment, the January 6th investigation. You know all that stuff. It was a direct line to the Washington Post and New York Times.
Yeah, it's you know, the FBI's credibility is in tatters. And if you look at the polls, people don't trust the FBI. People believe that there's a lot of politics in their investigation. And they've, you know, this administration has got to really, you know, if it is, because this is not, of course, should not be decided in the White House. It should be decided in the Justice Department. The Justice Department has to decide whether are we really going to go and try and totally tank the credibility of the FBI. So, you know, when Donald Trump goes out and says something like, you know, we need to defund the FBI, most people say, good Lord, that's ridiculous, right? But more and more stuff like this comes out, and people start taking that, not defunding, but they just start, you know, the credibility of the organization is, and you know, there's more calls for restructuring and all the rest of it. So I think they need to be transparent now that this has come out. And if they're not, then people are going to just, you know, this whole, you know, the whole idea that there's a deep state out there that is trying to tank conservatives just gains more and more credibility the more they cover up.
So it looks like Ron DeSantis, if you watch some of the Super PAC ads, no doubt about it, he's getting in. And it looks like he's going to announce an exploratory committee within 2 weeks, and then he's probably going to get in June. Will it be too late? I know you're right today that DeSantis, what DeSantis has done. You don't worry if you're DeSantis that you're down by about 36 points on the net last CBS poll.
No, because, and first of all, he hasn't even declared his candidacy. He hasn't even started campaigning. What has Ron DeSantis been doing for the last 6 months primarily?
Working.
He's been passing like a juggernaut of conservative reform. Let me just give you a list of what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida since he won re-election by 20 points. He's passed the most comprehensive school choice law in the country. He protected the Second Amendment rights of Florida citizens with constitutional carry legislation, signed a law cracking down on trial lawyers, protecting Floridians from left-wing bail reform. He passed a law reducing the number of jurors needed to impose capital punishment and made child rape eligible for capital punishment. He signed legislation barring ESG investing of state assets, enacted laws to prohibit abortion after the heartbeat is detectable, and also to expand support for parents and parenting. And he's taking on Disney's crony capitalism. I mean, this is just in a few months. So while everybody's out there, you know, saying, oh, Ron DeSantis isn't, you know, focused on the presidential campaign, no, what he's doing is he's focused on delivering victory after victory after victory for conservatives on fundamental policy issues that we care about. And so he's going to now turn around after this legislative session is done and say, hey, do you want me to do the same thing in Washington? Imagine if I win in November 2024, by this time in the spring of 2025, the list of things that we could have done. And I'm going to do that for you. And I've proven it because I've done it. So I just think that he's this hasn't even started yet. And if he falls, you know, the field is shaping up nicely because some people are deciding, look, I don't see a path to victory. You know, in the olden days, they might have just gotten in anyway and you know, see if they can use it to raise their profile, but they're not. So it's a limited number of candidates. We're going to find what we got. The Republicans who don't want Trump to be the nominee need to look at, you know, need to settle on one nominee to compete with, no one candidate to compete against him. And they've got about 6 months to do it, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, you remember, Mark, I don't have to tell you, but our audience might have forgotten that after South Carolina, there was a massive dropout from Mayor Pete to Klobuchar to Elizabeth Warren. They basically said, listen, you can't win. We need you to leave. And they left. Everybody really left after that.
Well, because the Democrats play team sports, and Republicans don't. That's the big problem. But here's the other thing, is that everyone seems to think that Trump is so insurmountable. CBS poll this week came out. 24% of Republicans say they will only consider Trump as the GOP nominee. 49% say they're considering both Trump and other candidates. And then another 27% they're saying they're not considering Trump at all. What that means is 76% of the GOP electorate is gettable. There's a segment that is not considering Trump, and then among the people who say they right now who say they support Trump, more than half of those people are soft supporters who could be convinced to go with somebody else. So this thing is a jump ball.
Mark Thiessen with us. Mark, couple of things. I'm really impressed with Trump's team. They keep their heads down. They're not looking to do a bunch of surrogate interviews. They're contacting all the states. They're staying in contact. The ads are solid. And the president has been keeping his powder dry. He's not doing 100 interviews. He's not contradicting himself. He is sitting back. He's letting this horrible trial play out, this rape trial. Joe Tacopina seems like he's doing a terrible job, to be honest. But it's going to come and it's going to go. He's going to win or he's going to lose. He's not. He's keeping his profile down. They told him not to do Truth Social. He hasn't. And I think that his team understands that Ron DeSantis is the number one threat and they're attacking, but it's not necessarily coming from him. And if he was able to strike, get a fair deal on these other town halls, those are the types of things you do if you want to change the outcome of your last election.
Yeah. I mean, well, look, we've been waiting for, you know, 6 years for Trump to show he can be disciplined. So maybe he is finally. Well, I don't know. I'm skeptical. He hasn't been very disciplined.
I know. The thing is about you. He really respects you, and he'll reach out to you.
I respect him. But here's the thing. I am not a never Trumper. I've never been a never Trumper. My problem is with Donald Trump is I don't think he can win, and I think that's the argument that could cost him the nomination. It's not going after him like Chris Christie is saying, oh, he didn't deliver on school choice and he didn't deliver, you know, he didn't build the border wall. Everybody looks at, of course, the Democrats stopped the border wall. He didn't repeal Obamacare. Well, yeah, John McCain. I mean, you know, no one's going to buy that. He was a great president. The problem is with Trump is that and what we saw in the 2020 election and the 2022 midterms is he's irreparably alienated swing voters. And Republican primary voters are not going to decide the next election.
Right.
Their support is important, but you have to be able to win over swing voters. And what DeSantis did in Florida that Trump didn't do in the White House is he won over people who didn't support him the first time. He made their lives better, and then he asked for their vote. And Donald Trump made people's lives better, but instead of winning over their votes, he drove them away. To the point that people who said they thought he had made, they were better off now than they were 4 years ago, right before the 2020 election, still didn't vote for Trump.
And
everything after the election has solidified that decision. And so I don't know that that's fixable at this point.
Everything you said is correct. But the only thing that I would say is if there was no pandemic, the once in a three generation pandemic, as the last one was, he wins 4 more years.
Despite
all the media being all against
him. If he had won the election, then there would have been no January 6th.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's a lot of what ifs, you know, but you're 100% right. He was cruising to re-election, especially after that first impeachment, which was such a debacle. You know, people thought that was political. They were
the
behind
report.
Him. He was making, you know, the Mueller report was a disgrace. So, you know, I have no hostility towards Donald Trump. I think he was one of the greatest conservative presidents of my lifetime, but he can't win. And so the question becomes, do you care more about avenging Trump or do you care more about defeating Biden? And if Biden wins, the risks are so high because if Biden wins another term, look, he's going to be 86 by the time he leaves. If you just look at the actuarial tables, you know what the odds are of surviving to 85? 46%. So that means we got about a 60% chance that Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States. Are you willing to risk that?
These are very good ads. I mean, that's a very good point. And I will say this. This is to the Trump people. When you attack Kayleigh McEnany as anti-Trump, when you start vilifying her because you used to work with him and saying things, you have really lost your way. And you're being absolutely a knucklehead. And when I see all these people going after other people who are, I guess, MAGA supporters because they might say, you know, Nikki Haley made a lot of sense in that speech, or the Disney, I like what DeSantis did on Disney. I think Trump's wrong on that. Next thing you know, it is total chaos. And Kayleigh McEnany, when you make Kayleigh McEnany the enemy and you're a Trump supporter, you really have to get an adjustment and go see a therapist. Oh, yeah, it's out there. And it's amazing to me. Joe Rogan pointed out she was the best press secretary he's ever seen.
Yeah, since Dana Perino.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. But that was a totally different time. I'm so glad Dana's not listening to the radio now. She's on television. I'm going to deny I said that. And if you see Ari Fleischer, you never did my show. You don't even know I'm on the air.
There you go.
Mark, thanks so much. Great column. He wrote a column today. DeSantis made himself a conservative juggernaut. What has Trump done? A lot of great facts in that. Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, we're going to take a short time out. Come back, and then Richard Dreyfuss will be in at the bottom of the hour of a whole half hour. His message is one you got to hear, and I think you agree with. His book is now out. One Thought Scares Me. We teach our children what we wish them to know. We don't teach our children what we don't wish them to know. The Academy Award-winning actor is coming your way. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my self-service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No,
it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Leroy, 71's back up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? The driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Brett Baer Minute.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have announced their re-election campaign in a video message that took aim at the beginning at MAGA extremists and focused on President Biden's Investing in America agenda. Fox News contributor, host of the Ben Domenech podcast, editor-at-large at The Spectator, Ben Domenech.
This launch really felt more like last time's launch. It's one of these situations where you almost would expect him to, you know, if he really believed that messaging that the White House was putting out, to lean into optimism and hope and uplift and a morning in America kind of message. Instead, it's much more about fear-mongering about what would come if Republicans were possibly allowed to win. A doubling down on the 2022 approach that I believe Democrats really have faith in as a path back to the presidency. And I think that speaks to the overall weakness of the support that the president currently has.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Owen Wilson, who plays fictional public TV star Carl Nargle in Paint. It's a Bob Ross type, and the whole look helped him tap into the character.
It's nice not to be playing yourself, and of course part of you's always, you know, there, but it was easier to sort of maintain that illusion with this character, Carl Nargle, that is very different looking from me.
When it comes to creative inspiration in Wilson's art, he shared roles which did that instantly.
You know, I love that Meet the Parents character. That was always a really funny character to me that I could kind of see right from when I read it, how it could be good. And, you know, when I read this character, there's something sort of about Carl's kind of struggle about not needing to change because everything's going great. And then all of a sudden that's kind of threatened. And then sort of dealing with kind of the insecurity and the pain of rejection that I found poignant and funny.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if if I was the one who won that contest? And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
His book is called One Thought Scares Me. He's one of the most famous actors of our generation, and I include myself in that. Richard Dreyfuss is here. Richard, this will be a short segment. We've got a whole half hour. Then we're going to talk on TV. But thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your mission right now for our audience is going to be what? What do you want to get across to them?
Well, on a personal level, I would say, everyone who thinks that I'm a liberal should hear that I am not a liberal. I am a libo, conservo, rado, middle of the rodo, just like most of you. You just haven't given it any thought lately.
And guess what? You're very pro-American.
I know
we're not perfect, but you love the country you're in, and you're like me, concerned that a lot of people here don't appreciate it.
Right, right. Of both sides, there is not one villain. There's a mindset that creates villainy.
And people should understand, this. Answer this question which you put out there. What happens to the world if there's no America?
Right.
There is no substitute.
When America fails, and it will fail, what then?
Right. We got to make sure it doesn't. All right.
Right.
So listen, so Richard, we brought him in early just to say hello, and this way when we come back, we have the whole half hour to talk about your illustrious career, your new book, and your mission. It's the same mission of our audience. I'll let people know how special it is to be here. You hit lotto when you got here, but you have to show your appreciation and work to keep it here.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival presents speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Who is Joe Biden's vice president?
I have honestly no idea. Ooh, great question. No idea. Kamala Harris?
Go say it. Can you name the 3 branches of government?
Republican, Democrat, and then I think moderate.
Legislative, judicial, and consecutive.
So that is an example. We brought the microphones out and we asked people some basic things. You see it on some of the late night shows too. That was for Jesse Waters' show, just about how little people know about what's going on in the news today and certainly about history. Richard Dreyfuss is with us now, Academy Award winning actor and author of One Thought Scares Me. We teach our children what we wish them to know. We don't teach our children what we don't wish them to know. And Richard, great to see you in studio.
Thank you.
If you're watching Fox Nation, you recognize him from every film that was any good. So Richard, you were listening to that, and what did you just tell me?
Were going to blame the kids and not really aim correctly, because it's what they're taught and what they're not taught, and teachers are not the guilty party, but it's the policymakers who say, "Don't teach that." And school boards, and you cannot blame teachers and then course, pay them like kitchen help. You have to really commit to an honest history. And when you do that, you have to live up to it. And that means every sin we've ever committed, and we have committed sins. Every sin we've committed, every grand gesture we've committed, we have to be, we have to have the same bragging rights
for right.
those as we have for telling the truth about
yeah.
our past.
So if you just move a little closer to the microphone, that would make Eric happy. So, Richard, I'm reading your book, and you talk about your concern. People don't understand how great this country is. We
right.
never said you're perfect. But you grew up, you always loved, you personally love reading history.
Yeah.
Love reading about our past. It's fascinating. There's no history quite like it.
Right.
It doesn't mean we walk on water and that Jefferson was perfect and that Washington never made a mistake. But the world is a better place because America exists.
Yes.
And you're concerned, like I am, that people might not realize that they'll live here.
Well, you had one day I was watching Denise D'Souza on Mike Huckabee. And he was saying that he had written a book called America, What the World Would Be Like Without Us. And I got up, went to the bookstore, bought the book, came back home, read the book, and then went grumpy. Because in his book, he didn't answer his title. He had named it, but he didn't get anywhere near answering it. So they called me that day. Mike, and said, you want to come down and be on the show? And I said, yes. And I walked in, and there was D'Souza, and he said, what did you think? And I said, I'm very confused and frustrated because you had an incredibly provocative title, and I want to see that world because I think that would be an incredible history class. What would the world be like without us? Wow. But you didn't. All you did was say how great we were. You didn't compare it.
But, yeah, I think if Dinesh D'Souza, I think in a way he's saying, look at how we changed the world by our existence, how many democracies had come from there, giving people a say in their government.
But, you see, they don't know that there was a change. So that wasn't the thoughtful conclusion of their thinking. He didn't compare it to anything. He just described how great we were. And if he had compared it to any country, whether it was England or Russia or China or whoever, that would have been of some value.
Gotcha. So what do you want to get across to our listeners right now?
Well, a lot of things, but there was a revolution. And there's a revolution only when you turn the values of the entire world on their head, and that's what we did. We turned the power of the sovereign, kicked the sovereign out, and handed that power to all of the people. And that was not only not done, that was as revolutionary a move as you can possibly create. And we risked the nation on that idea that we could confidently educate our poorest and educate our most enslaved, and they would be smart enough to run the country or to create art or to create this or that. And they were out to create intellectual resource pools. And know that the people swimming around in those pools were all going to be smart enough to be president or senator
yep.
or something. And they weren't ever educated that well. And I would say they tried to and gave it a good shot for a long time. And then after World War II, they said, I don't think it's good to risk our children on this anymore. And they threw it away.
Who's they?
Educators. Educators and politicians.
And you write in your book that after World War II, it's our zenith. You know, we freed the world, we beat the bad guys, we led the world, and we rebuilt the places that we blew up.
That's right.
With the Marshall Plan.
And we didn't brag about it. We did it. We did good things, not talked about them. And all over the world, people admired us for all the right reasons. And before you could blink, they had removed civics, the study of the Constitution, the study of the Bill of Rights, the birth tale of America. These things had always been taught. And now they were not, they didn't disappear. They were turned over to social studies, which is one floor up and in the back of the building.
So interesting. Yeah.
And they were turned from actual events in our history to a gentle panorama as a description of our way of life.
And I remember one politician came out recently and said, you know, America was never that great. You know, and maybe contrast to a president that said, America, make America great again. But what I always think is, people think when you say a country is great, it's perfect. And you make clear in your first words in your book, you never said that. But I think what makes us great, these are my words, is that we try to be. That we try to make it better. We identify it. When party identifies, another party identifies, and we try to make it better. Slavery right? Absolutely not. Do we fight a war to fix it? Yes. Is Jim Crow terrible? Absolutely. Is there black and white water fountains now in the South? Are people telling them to go to the back of the buses? No. We owned up to it. Riots in the streets. It wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pretty. But we fixed it. And we, again, are still this country that wants to be better and better. And you're concerned that we don't understand that.
We don't want the same things we used to want. And I hope to God we relearn that ambition and relearn that goal. Because I have seen audiences acquire outrage on their faces when you describe what's happened. And they're outraged that their children are not getting what they should.
Well, they come back with negative things about us.
And I have seen those same parents have outrage disappear from their faces before they get to their car. And the commitment of making it work disappears. And what is that commitment? It's the commitment to the idea that Jefferson wrote that said that these people, we are the sovereign power in this country. We have the same power in collective as the monarch and the sovereign. Now, do we know that? Do we act on that? Or in some sick alchemic way, when we vote and we're voting some guy in, he thinks he's been made our boss. And he's not only not our boss, but somehow we've got to get across to him.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't listen to your constituency, if you don't listen to us who put you there, we will rip you out of that office so fast you would not blink.
Right.
And they are absolutely impervious to that because they know that we don't have the guts or the knowledge to do it.
So also, Richard Dreyfuss, our guest, you recognize the voice, of course. If you're not watching Fox Nation, you're not seeing them, but we're privileged to have him here. He's also got the Dreyfuss Civics Institute, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization launched in 2008. It aims to revive the teaching of civics in American public education to empower future generations with the critical thinking skills they need to fulfill the vast potential of American citizenship. It's up to all our responsibilities to do it. Now, amongst us, Richard, there's been some great presidents along the way that we didn't know were great at the time. Like, look at Harry Truman. Name me a top five category when they rank presidents. He's not great or near great along the way.
Right.
The guy's a farmer. You know, what do you think of Andrew Jackson? The big plus is this guy is a self-made success story. He was basically an orphan by 13. No other country does that happen. It wasn't the ruling class of Jefferson, Monroe, and Washington, and Madison. Then all of a sudden you get an outsider who's president because he campaigned and he went to the people.
Well, you can create a list. It starts with Thomas Jefferson, and it ends somewhere in the 20th century. And it's the list of those presidents who happened to be in office when there was a crisis and every other branch of government was closed for the summer or closed, we've gone fishing, so that Thomas Jefferson had to create a navy to answer the Tripoli pirates, and Lincoln had to do what he did in order to respond to the Southern secession.
So, and I think it's so important, too. Nobody would have predicted that Lincoln was going to amount to be this great leader.
Right.
Only in this country does it happen. And when you talk about Thomas Jefferson, this guy didn't want to get a platoon together to help fight the war, a militia together to help fight the war.
Yeah.
But he ends up telling Adams, I need this navy, and we're going to have to tell the whole world we're willing to fight for our freedom, and had to send a message.
Yep.
An unlikely person, a great intellect.
A guy who would have voted against that navy in a second, and yet, because he was president, he knew what he had to do.
Right. And I'll bring you to another one that I think you could appreciate, and you brought up before the show, Sam Houston. Sam Houston is a guy that was not achieving much as a kid. His brothers were much more enterprising, joins the military, finds a mentor in Jackson, has some problems. He drank too much for a while, had a problem with his marriage. Governor would just leave and with the American Indians. But then at the right person, at the right time, when the war's about to start in the South, he's like, we're not going to do well. We should not get into this war. And they said, hey, if you don't vote for this war as governor, you're out. And he's like, I quit. So he left rather than fight for the South in the breakup of a country. That's character.
Yes, that's character. And we don't even think to include that in our little list of checks and boxes. And what do we care about? If we cared about character, we would not have had the last number of presidents. And I actually called Larry King one day. And I normally don't do this, but I called Larry and I said, I want to be on your show now. And he said, okay. And I went down there and I said, I'm not a partisan. And you know that.
Hey, Rich, why don't you hold that story? We're going to take a short time out and come back. We have a few minutes on the other side. Richard Dreyfuss is here. His book is now out. You got to pick it up, especially if you're a parent. And it is One Thought Scares Me. We'll talk more about it when we return.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-973-9741 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-973-9741 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-973-9741. That's 1-800-973-9741.
Privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So when we left, Richard Dreyfuss, the Academy Award-winning actor who has a passion for this country, whose book is now out called One Thought Scares Me, was about to say why he called up Larry King and said, I'm coming down. Now, by the way, it's good to be Richard Dreyfuss. How many people can call the number one talk show at the time and say, put me on?
I had a separate reputation because I was a new celebrity and I loved to talk politics. And I wasn't afraid of talking politics, and so I was always being asked to do that. And there's a story about me and Dick and Rumsfeld that will curl your hair.
Okay.
But this one was that I called Larry, and I said, I want to appear on your show now. And he said, okay. And I came down there, and I said, I want you to understand important that this is not a political statement, that this is not about politics or political principle. This is about the man, Trump, who I am opposed to because he has no simple common decency.
And what year is this?
2016. And I said, you have to ask yourself a question. If you're impressed by Donald Trump, imagine him calling you and saying that he's in love with your daughter and he wants to marry her.
Right.
Would you be willing to say yes to Donald Trump being your son-in-law? Not your president, your son-in-law. And I must say, I think America has more than enough morality in its back story to be able to stand up and say, never.
Right. So you did not vote for Trump. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Have you voted for a Republican?
I have.
Yeah?
I have, and I would. I got no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I would say that had he not taken it, I would have called myself a compassionate conservative. And I come from the left.
And that's pretty much what George W. Bush ran on.
Yeah, and I would have used that phrase, but he had used it first. And so I could not do that. But I'm against all of those phrases, all of those descriptions. I'm against them all. They mislead. They misunderstand. They make things simple when they're not.
Right.
They create an impression of simplicity and understandability when it's incomprehensibly complex.
So one thing I get from you, you're a patriot. You feel fortunate to be born here, and you're concerned that people don't appreciate it, and you're taking action.
Well, without America, yikes. I mean, just imagine 1945 without the United States of America.
And or 2023. And I still think, yeah.
Well, we need at least a dry cleaning. We need some humility.
We got it. Listen, we'll talk more about this on One Nation over the weekend. Richard, thanks so much for your time. Go out and pick up his book, One Thought Scares Me. Richard Dreyfuss, thank you.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you could save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.